understand how urgent the situation is.
What is wrong with the economy is we're running a $2 trillion deficit in what's supposed to be an expansion. Washington's out of control. You've got a major presidential candidate who wants to raise taxes by $5 trillion. It's the most insane proposal ever. It would destroy the stock market.
The globalists want to vertically integrate the economy. That's why they shut down every Western nation on earth for over a year and a half, third world nations for up to 3 years, to devastate local economies and independent businesses and infrastructure. And that's why the average globalist more than doubled their wealth during COVID. And they have admitted, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, all of them, that was a test for carbon lockdowns, civil unrest lockdowns. The low number, 20 million in the actuary insurance companies, the high number, 30 plus million dead from the shots.
What appears is that Pfizer, when they provided these documents to the FDA and to the EMA and to Health Canada, they took these standard plasmid maps that are generated through programs that we all have access to, and they deleted the little notation that said there's SV40 sequences in there. And the FDA, apparently out of, I can only think, incompetence, didn't take the raw DNA sequences, reconstruct those plasmid maps, and look at them themselves. They just took for granted what Pfizer had given them. And now this has all come out because of these researchers that did functionally something akin to the lot release testing that is not happening.
So there was probably somebody at Pfizer who knew they were what they were doing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
This is from peer-reviewed literature, and it's scientists based in Japan and South Korea. And what they've done is they've taken COVID vaccines, mostly Pfizer and Moderna, and cultured them, incubated them, to try and duplicate the conditions in the human body. And they've found nanostructures have developed. And these are then some of the nanostructures that were observed in, as I've said before, conditions that were designed to duplicate human cells in the human body that developed from the COVID vaccines, the mRNA vaccines.
Turns out that, you know, the vaccines were developed not by Moderna and Pfizer. They were developed by NIH. They're owned, the patents are owned 50% by NIH. Nor were they manufactured by Pfizer or by Moderna. They were manufactured by military contractors. And basically, Pfizer and Moderna were paid to put their stamps on those vaccines as if they came from the pharmaceutical industry. But, you know, that's not what they were doing. They were coming from, you know, this was a military project.
The mRNA shots, for anybody who got two or more, triggered the production of something called IgG4, which I don't know if we've talked about it before, but IgG4 is the immune system's own message to itself to turn itself down. That IgG4 signal to turn down the immune system is now connected to the presence of spike protein. At a bioengineering level, it is trivial to add spike protein to something else. The question is, how can you deliver a biological weapon that harms your enemies without harming your population? You have to separate those two populations in some way. The obvious way to do it is to inoculate your population so that they have an immunity. The enemy population doesn't have an immunity, right? Mind you, this is all wildly immoral, but if you think like a weapons maker, this makes some kind of sense. But this is not the only way. That's where the IgG4 thing really throws me. Because what they seem to have, in the best case, accidentally done is created a vulnerability in the populations that took the mRNA shots that does not exist in populations that didn't. And any time a pathogen shows up with spike, it is likely to trigger the immune system to stand down.
It isn't like HIV that eats white blood cells. You know, that goes and kills white blood cells. It turns off the special type of white blood cell that is the general. And listeners are like, okay, you talked about this last week. You know, I feel like I should only talk about this and the 350,000 missing kids, many of them in sex slavery, they admit, and enslaved labor. I mean, Like one of these things alone, like they gave you a shot they knew turns your immune system off. A vaccine is supposed to turn it up. We have a psychotic, mad scientist, criminal government that is organizing and...
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody. Here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Wednesday, September 11th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody and stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. We are coming to you live this Wednesday morning, the 11th of September, 2024. On this sad anniversary, we look back at the debate that happened last night. And I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls nice and early because we have a guest in the third hour. We'll be joined by Dr. Stella Emanuel to talk about what you can do to defend yourself against the newly released bioweapon diseases. And actually, we have some stories about that in our Daily Dispatch. But I want to hear what you thought about the debate last night. In a word, my takeaway, disappointed. I'm disappointed, personally. Of course, we knew that the mainstream media would declare Kamala the winner no matter what. No big surprises there. But she surprised me. I admit, it was not the blowout I expected it to be. And I put the blame, frankly, squarely on Trump for that. It felt a lot like watching, you know, your favorite football team that you know is really good, that you know can win games, but they just keep missing field goals and they keep fumbling the ball in the end zone. And it's just like, didn't you guys practice? Don't you guys practice before a big game to not do this sort of stuff? There were so many opportunities, or you know, you're watching a basketball game and there's a breakaway where, you know, your guys are the only ones at that end of the court, and they just missed the layup. And it's like, how many opportunities did you have to dunk the ball here? You just completely whiffed it. I was disappointed. Obviously, there were some great moments. There were some really classic Trumpian moments, flipping the I'm talking, I'm speaking, quiet, please, on Kamala Harris. Obviously, that was great. Great that he brought up they're eating dogs. Very meme-worthy events. There were definitely some good moments. I think everybody agrees his closing statement was probably the most powerful part of the debate. But we're going to go through. We're going to fact-check the fact-checkers. Obviously, the big takeaway. In case you missed the debate, let me tell you, the moderators were so overtly biased. It was really hard to miss. But here's the issue. Here's the problem. And I can do this. I don't know if anybody else can. I can watch the debate like a liberal. And I can see it through their eyes. And it's funny because I go on X during the debate. And I expect to see people kind of like, what the heck, Trump? What are you doing? Why aren't you mentioning this? Why'd you bring up that? Instead, it's just like, ah, he's killing it. He's doing great. He's doing amazing. And it's the classic reality that we live in, the bifurcated reality in which liberals and conservatives just exist in two different spheres of reality. It's
They don't interact, really. They don't intersect at all. And so we've talked about this before, but what happens in this circumstance is, how do I put it? The proof, what we see as proof, they see as proof of the opposite claim. So we see the 34 felony counts of Trump and the dozens of lawfare cases against him. We see that as evidence of a corrupt government going after their political opponent. But the alternative view, the liberal view of that exact same situation is those indictments are proof of Trump's criminality, right? We see it as proof of one thing. They see it as proof of literally the exact opposite. And the same thing happened with the debate last night. We saw the debate moderators being incredibly biased, unfair, one-sided, and really teaming up against Trump. To liberals watching it, this was more proof of Trump's lying. This was, well, Trump's just such a liar, they had to step in. And the fact they didn't step in with Kamala's, that's not about their bias. It's about the fact that Kamala's honest. So watching the debate through liberal eyes, there's no question Kamala Harris won. Watching as somebody that knows about the stuff they were talking about, it's obvious she's full of crap. So as somebody who can actually see through the rhetorical devices that she employs, it's obvious what she's doing and that she has no policy. And, you know, if we had an intelligent and informed populace, her performance wouldn't have been so successful. Also, there's the issue of her face, which is just repulsive in a variety. Not because she's ugly, but because her spirit comes through. And that's disgusting. Condescending, and just look at it. Just look at it. Like, I want to draw it. I don't know if I could. Something about the way she, like, she does things with her eyebrows that I can't even figure out. I was trying to do them in the mirror this morning. It's like the sides go down, but the middle is up. It's like, it's weird. I don't know how she does it. She can achieve a condescending look that is beyond human nature, beyond human comprehension. So we're going to go through and, you know, people have, they've run the numbers. We have the whole transcript we're going to go through. We're going to debunk the debunking, right? We're going to go through all the times where, you know, the ABC moderators jump in on Trump and go, actually, sir, that's completely untrue. That never happened. Moving on, Kamala Harris. And we're going to go through all of the fact-checking they did and just show you the proof that it's exactly what Trump said, that their fact-checks are utterly false. And we'll talk about the rhetorical devices they used to lie. Maybe the best example is Trump talking about them eating animals. And we'll get the transcript, but the ABC moderator said something like the city manager has said that there are no specific police reports about illegal Haitian migrants eating family pets. Like, okay, that's a lot of caveats there. In other words, there are definitely reports of Haitians eating animals. There are definitely reports of immigrants eating ducks or pets or something. But there aren't any specific police reports. You know, it's like, well, this one document doesn't exist. This one certain type of report doesn't exist. Therefore, you're wrong. It's a very, very commonly employed tactic by the left to make claims in specifics as if that debunks the claim in general, which it doesn't. And we just have so much proof of everything that they supposedly debunked. It's really absurd. The problem is most Americans, extremely low information, and it's almost counterproductive if you don't supply them with specifics. And this is where Trump failed. And this is the problem that I have with Trump basically every time he does anything like this. There's a time and a place, you know. It's like what I'm trying to teach my three-year-old right now. There's a time and a place, bud. There's a time and a place for red meat for your base, for rambling in unspecific terms. The debate is not one of them. The speech at the RNC, not one of them. And it's very frustrating to me. And the frustration to me is multiplied and magnified by the importance of what we're doing here. You know, this isn't like, this isn't, Trump's not going for Trump here. He's going for America. He's fighting for all of us. Like, he has to win for the sake of America to even have a fighting chance over the next few years. Kamala Harris gets in. That's it. I mean, it's over. It really is over for us. So it's like, how are you not more prepared? How do you, unless I missed it, I don't think once he mentioned the 325,000 missing children. Did he even mention that? It's one of the craziest stories ever. The United States government has lost 325,000 children. He doesn't bring that up? Well, what the hell? What? How do you not bring that up? How do you not bring up numbers in any immigration discussion? He kept being like, oh, they're emptying their prisons. They're emptying their insane asylums. For people that don't know what he's talking about, this sounds crazy. This doesn't make any sense. They don't even know, like, where to find this information. Like, it's just, it's nonsense to them. What they need is numbers. This many people have crossed the border since you came in office. This many people crossed the border when I was in office. Big number, little number. Like, I was very frustrated with Trump's performance last night. Again, I don't want to just rain on everyone's parade. There was obviously, you know, a bunch of good stuff from him. It's obvious. It was obviously rigged. It was obviously biased, but duh, obviously was going to be. And so the biggest disappointment with me was that it seemed like in the takeaway, I think most people will agree with, is that Kamala Harris sort of controlled the conversation. She's, first of all, she seemed like she had all of the questions in advance. I see a lot of people being like, yeah, this was blatant. It was blatant that, like, she had pre-prepared speeches for every answer. And then when it was a rebuttal time, her answers were a little bit more murky and sloppy. Because when it was a debate, when it was a debate question, she probably knew what it was going to be and just rattled off, you know, her pre-prepared statement. And then when Trump would say something and they'd go back to her for a rebuttal, it was more like, let me just figure out what I'm going to say for a second. So it was obvious how much her preparation did. And in a way, you know, before the debate, we were mocking Democrats because they kept saying things like, you know, Kamala Harris's problem is she might be too prepared. She might be too smart and have too good of a grasp of the policies. And it's like, yeah, well, that's a very stupid thing to say. It's like, you know, what's your biggest weakness? My weakness is I care too much and work too hard. You know, it's like, all right, that's a dumb thing to say. But in reality, that can be a weakness if you employ it as a weakness. If she has all these prepared answers, but Trump's throwing her curveballs, then those prepared answers get jumbled up in your brain and you know, it wouldn't help to be that prepared if you're suddenly being thrown questions or accusations or whatever that you're not prepared for. But Trump didn't do that. And it seems like Trump was reacting. We're going to get into this, and I'm going to show you videos and everything. I don't just want to ramble about it, but I'll just say the, you know, one perfect example of this, perfect example of, like, everything. It's like the encapsulation of the whole debate, because it was an incredibly biased question. And then Trump's answer was hugely lacking, and just he had to have expected this, and just he had nothing. And it was one of these questions, one of these examples, one of these instances where, you know, your team has broken away with the ball and they're alone on that end of the court, and he just, you know, spikes it into the stands. And it's like, okay, why didn't you go for the layup there? Why didn't you go for the slam dunk? This is very easy. The question was to Donald Trump, why did you say that Kamala Harris was not black and now she's black? You know, why do you hate black people? Right. It was one of these, like, incredibly biased questions. And then when they go to Kamala Harris, it's like, and Kamala, would you like to talk about why racism is bad for 5 minutes? Just, a total setup, but a perfect chance for Trump to take that question, which is an accusation, and flip it on its head and go, the question is, why has Kamala Harris changed who she is, depending on who she's in front of? It's not about me saying what race she is. It's about her being a phony. It's the easiest, you know, jujitsu move, right? Where you use the strength of your opponent against them, use their attack to their own deficit. And he just didn't do it. He just has this like, I don't care. I don't care. She's Indian, she's black, it doesn't matter to me. And it's like, okay, fine, but did you not know they were going to ask this question? And why would you not flip that and turn it into an accusation about Kamala Harris's sincerity versus her, you know, fake attitude, how she's pandering, how it's an insult to black Americans to think that they can be fooled like that by a frankly insulting accent she puts on in front of black crowds. Such an easy thing to flip on its head and turn a, you know, seeming weakness into a strength for Trump. And he just didn't do it. He just didn't do it. And again, I am reminded kind of the RNC, where it's the same type of thing, where it's like, here's your chance, Trump. You just got shot in an assassination attempt. You're the man of the hour. Here's your chance to give a concise, solid, powerful speech. And instead, he rambles for 2 hours. And it's like, dude, what are you doing? What are you doing here? Because it's not like this is just, you know, for Trump to win. It's like, this is for the sake of America. How did you not know these questions were coming? How did you not have better answers for them? So, yes, the moderators were extremely biased. Yes, Kamala Harris had canned answers. Yes, what she said didn't actually make sense if you think about it. But we're talking about the average American here. To quote George Carlin, think about how stupid the average person is. Just think about the fact that half of the people are stupider than that. And so looking at it through, you know, unbiased or even liberal eyes, it was a victory. It was a victory for Kamala. Sucks, but that's my interpretation. I'm going to take your calls to get your statement. We're going to do the fact checking of the fact checking. We're going to show you some clips that prove beyond any doubt whatsoever that Trump was right about the things that they were saying he was lying about. But none of that matters if that information doesn't get to the average viewer. And the average viewer, believe it or not, is still watching cable or getting their news from the cable networks on Facebook and Instagram. So again, we're gonna cover the debate a lot. Obviously, today is the anniversary of 9/11, which deserves some retrospective attention as well. And we'll talk about, you know, where we are here so many years after the events that changed the world forever in a variety of different ways. None of them good. None of them good. So without any further ado, let's get into it. Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Wednesday, the 11th of September, 2024. From New York Times, who won the debate? A sharp-edged Harris unbalances Trump. And again, I think that is an accurate representation of the overall take from this. It says commentators, even Republicans, concluded that Kamala Harris had succeeded in provoking Trump into veering off message. In the first and perhaps only presidential debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald J. Trump, the two candidates verbally sparred in often deeply personal terms, with policy arguments largely being overshadowed by fiery exchanges over character and crowd size. And yes, I do think he went off message. And again, I think the preparation paid off for Kamala Harris. Again, we'll get into that momentarily. Meanwhile, as an outcome of this, Taylor Swift endorses Kamala Harris in a post signed childless cat lady advocating for calm, not chaos. Taylor Swift said she plans to vote for Vice President Kamala Harris in a post to Instagram shortly after the first presidential debate Tuesday between Harris and former President Donald Trump, saying, I will be casting my vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz in the 2024 presidential election, adding that she'd vote for Harris because she fights for the rights and causes I believe in and need a warrior to champion them. She signed it off as a childless cat lady. Well, just watch her closely if you're in Springfield. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is if you have cats, just make sure you know who your neighbors are. Speaking of that, speaking of the incredible, wonderful success of all of the Haitian migrants in Ohio that, you know, we're routinely told over the last several days, it's an insult to even suggest that there are negative consequences. Well, Ohio is sending troopers and $2.5 million to a city that's seen an influx of Haitian migrants. The governor of Ohio will send law enforcement and millions of dollars in health care resources to the city of Springfield as it faces a surge in temporary Haitian migrants that has landed it in the national spotlight. Yes, Haitian migrants, the gift so good you need extra police and $2.5 million extra dollars just to deal with the influx. And this just goes into everything we've been talking about, the fact that the resources are available, the you know, energy is there. The problems that unfortunate towns like Springfield has faced in the recent past are all easily overcome with a concerted effort. And the fact that nothing is done until 20,000 Haitian migrants show up and then suddenly, you know, the coffers are open and the, you know, energy is available is just proof that the downfall and collapse of small American towns is a choice being made by the people in power. We'll get back into that in just a little bit. Meanwhile, how a third state could issue stay-at-home orders as it considers declaring deadly virus a public health emergency. Maine officials are now considering declaring a deadly mosquito-borne illness a public health emergency, which would give them additional powers. The state has recorded three cases of Eastern equine encephalitis, an incurable infection that kills a third of patients in pets, and 15 cases of West Nile virus in wild birds. Given the rise, a state public health panel recommended a public health emergency declaration, which would allow the state to receive additional funding and implement other interventions to prevent the spread. So yes, slowly but surely, in a piecemeal fashion this time, lockdowns are coming back. If issued, Maine would follow neighboring Massachusetts and Vermont, which are both experiencing a similar rise, where officials are given strong recommendations to stay inside at night and canceled nighttime events. Isn't it amazing that we go for 100 years without having a lockdown because of the rise in heretofore unheard of diseases, and suddenly we have like four a year? It's because the mad scientists in the bio labs around the world are creating and releasing viruses on purpose as weapons against humanity. We should probably do something about that. Finally, we have this. Prisons start releasing offenders early in effort to ease overcrowding in the UK. More than 1,700 prisoners have now been let out early in England and Wales today as part of a government scheme to deal with overcrowding. And of course, this is in part to make room for the thousands of innocent people who are now being imprisoned by their own government for the words that they said on Facebook. It's a little preview as to what comes here next should the First Amendment fall to the psychotic and tyrannical demands of the Democrat Party. That's your Daily Dispatch, brought to you, of course, by InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore is the only way that we're able to stay here and stay on the air. We'll get back into the debate on the other side, show you some of the more important clips, and fact check the fact checkers on the lies that they spread in just flagrant ignorance of the reality on the ground, and in sort of a, well, in a way that can and should be turned against them. And it's up to you to share the links, share the stories, share the truth, defeat the lies. We'll be right back.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. Welcome to phone lines very shortly. I'm not going to go to phone calls this hour, but I'll go to phone calls throughout the second hour. I'll leave the phone lines closed for a minute just so you're not sitting on hold for a long time while I go through some of these clips, talk about some of the debate last night. And I want to point out the subtlety with which the bias infiltrates the moderation last night. I saw people posting that Trump talked for longer than Harris. They're saying, so how could it be rigged? They let Trump talk for several minutes more than Harris talked for. And that's because their bias is intelligent, sophisticated bias. And all you have to do is just imagine a different way of phrasing the questions that were phrased. And so the first question's sort of a good example. You know, it starts off with the economy. I've got the transcript here. David Muir, who was the primary, agent of bias in this, moderator, he asks Kamala Harris about the economy, and he phrases it this way. Vice President Harris, you and President Trump were, and he says Trump, he meant Biden, were elected 4 years ago, and your opponent on the stage here tonight often asks his reporters, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? When it comes to the economy, do you believe Americans are better off than they were 4 years ago? Very simple question, right? If you just take this at face value, nothing wrong with the way that's asked necessarily. But then when it comes to Trump, his question is this. Your proposal calls for tariffs, as you pointed out here, on foreign imports across the board. You recently said you might double your plan, imposing tariffs on 20% on goods coming into this country. As you know, many economists say with tariffs at that level, costs are then passed on to the consumer. Vice President Harris has argued it'll mean higher prices on gas, food, clothing, medication, arguing it costs a typical family nearly $4,000 a year. Do you believe Americans can afford higher prices because of tariffs? See, that's an accusation. That's an accusation. So I don't know. I don't really know how to explain this. You kind of just got to be able to see through this stuff. You got to be able to, like, just identify on your own where the implicit bias is in these questions. In other words, if the same question, if the intentions were reversed on the questions, he would have asked Kamala Harris something like, economists say the average American family is now spending $7,000 more per year on basic necessities. You know, how do you argue people are doing better now when they're struggling to put food on the table? You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's the subtle way things are asked. It's, you know, this question to Trump is an accusation, right? You're going to cost people $4,000 a year because of these tariffs. Can Americans afford that? When Kamala Harris, who has presided over the highest inflation possibly in American history, she's asked it in sort of a vague, like, what if scenario. And it's just the question is, are people better off now than they were? But when it comes to Trump, it's economists say people will be worse off under your plan. Are you okay with Americans suffering? And it's that type of bias that was just constant. These are the first two questions that were asked. And when it's Kamala Harris, it's, are people better off? And when it's Trump, it's, why do you like Americans suffering so much? And I don't know how people can't see this, can't see through this bias. It should be obvious to everybody. But if you don't just think about it and it just washes over you and just goes through you, you know, they sound like fair questions. They're not fair questions. Every question to Trump was some form of accusation, and every question to Harris was some sort of layup, right? Trump, you said something about Kamala Harris, being black and Indian. Why do you hate black people, sir? You know, like when they used to ask him while he was president, do you think slavery is a good thing? It's like, this is not, that's not a question, that's an accusation. And then Kamala Harris, like, as a proud black woman, will you talk about racism for a little bit? When you could just as easily go, for most of your career, Kamala Harris, you ran as an Indian woman, and when you were elected, you were celebrated as being the first Indian woman. Now you tout yourself as the first African-American woman. What race are you and how did that change? Right? Like, it's subtle, but it's sophisticated and it's there. That's the form that this bias took from the moderators. And it was pervasive throughout. And every question had this level of bias inherent within it. Not to mention the fact checking and the you know, claims that they made about things we all know to be true, but that they're claiming aren't. And the problem and the frustration I had with Trump, he's asked about the economy. He brings up immigration. And of course, the moderator is like, we'll get to immigration later. That's a different topic. But it's not a different topic, is it? It's not a different topic. Why didn't Trump just associate immigration to rising costs? It's very simple. Kamala Harris brings up housing costs. You go, well, what do you think bringing 20 million people into the country does to housing costs? What do you think that does to the housing supply? You know, multiplying our population by a half. Do you think that's good for first-time homeowners? It's not a disassociated topic, but he doesn't tie it together for the stupid people. people understand it, it's obvious. Yeah, immigration is going to drive up housing prices. The billions upon billions upon billions of dollars that we're spending has to come from somewhere. It's being stolen from the American people. Immigration is an economic issue, but he doesn't tie it together that way. And so then they say, well, that's a different issue, sir. We'll get back to that later. You're off the rails. You're off topic. Very frustrating. Very frustrating to me personally. Now, again, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer here. There were some classic Trumpian moments. We'll go to clip number three here. This was a pretty good bombshell from Trump talking about the way that she is stealing his platform. Let's go now to clip number three.
Hardly make chips anymore because of philosophies like they have and policies like they have. I don't say her because she has no policy. Everything that she believed 3 years ago and 4 years ago is out the window. She's going to my philosophy now. In fact, I was going to send her a MAGA hat. She's gone to my philosophy. But if she ever got elected, she'd change it. And it will be the end of our country. She's a Marxist. Everybody knows she's a Marxist. Her father's a Marxist professor in economics, and he taught her well. But when you look at what she's done to our country, and when you look at these millions and millions of people that are pouring into our country monthly, where it's, I believe, 21 million people, not the 15 that people say, and I think it's a lot higher than the 21, that's bigger than New York State pouring in. And just look at what they're doing to our country. They're criminals. Many of these people coming in are criminals. And that's bad for our economy, too. You know, you mentioned before, we'll talk about immigration later. Well, bad immigration is the worst thing that can happen to our economy. They have, and she has, destroyed our country with policy that's insane. Almost policy that you'd say they have to hate our country.
So, again, there is, you know, immigration is the worst economic policy. People don't get what that means. I get what it means. I mean, obviously, it's true. Obviously, right? But where's the explanation? Where's just, like, anything to give people an idea of what that even means? Again, I think it's appropriate to call the illegal immigrants, what did that article call it yesterday, globally sourced scab workers? That would have been a great tack for Trump's take. Again, I personally little disappointed. We'll get into the fact checking of the fact checkers on the other side. We'll show you the videos where they just, you know, I get that it's not fair. I get that we live in this world where, I mean, they just blatantly lie. But you got to know that, and you got to be able to contend with it. So they're just like, absolutely nobody has ever eaten a pet cat. That is racist. You gotta know how to deal with that because it's absolutely true. Most people aren't on X.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered. But the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It's time to fact check the fact checkers. To the fact check, Kamala Harris, who, of course, made a bunch of egregious lies in her statements as well. Well, we'll focus on this, okay? Breitbart has a story. ABC News fact-checked Trump 7 times, never fact-checked Kamala Harris once, despite her making very, very blatantly false statements. Never fact-checked. But they did fact-check Trump in real time. And they list out these instances. The first is Lindsay Davis, one of the moderators, saying there's no state in this country where it's legal to kill a baby after it's born. Matter, Vice President, I want you to get your response to President Trump. So Trump brings up post-birth abortions as well as 9-month abortions. They say that there's no way that doesn't happen. What an insane claim to make. I'd like to now go to clip number 25, please.
Delegate Tran.
Yes, sir.
How late in a pregnancy would your bill apply if a physician would simply willing to certify that the continuation of the pregnancy would impair the mental health of the woman? How late are we talking about?
So the way the suggestion that we've made in the bill is to say it's in the third trimester and at the with the certification of the physician. So
how late in the third trimester would you be able to do that?
you know, it's very unfortunate that our physicians, witnesses, were not able to attend today to speak specifically.
No, I'm talking about your bill. How late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman?
Or physical health.
Okay. I'm talking about the mental health.
So, I mean, through the third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Okay, but to the end of the third trimester.
Yep, I don't think we have a limit in the bill.
So, where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth, she has physical signs that she is about to give a birth, would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified? She's dilating.
Mr. Chairman, that would be a decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman would
make. I understand
that.
I'm asking if your bill allows that.
My bill would allow that, yes.
And, of course, Trump brought up the Virginia governor talking about this, a clip that exists. I hate to break it to ABC News. Yes, it does actually exist, and you should probably listen to it. Clip number 29.
No exception. There was a very contentious committee hearing yesterday when Fairfax County Delegate Kathy Tran made her case for lifting restrictions on third trimester abortions as well as other restrictions now in place. And she was pressed by a Republican delegate about whether her bill would permit an abortion even as a woman is essentially dilating, ready to give birth. And she answered that it would permit an abortion at that stage of labor. Do you support her measure and explain her answer?
Yeah, and I wasn't there, Julie, and I certainly can't speak for Delegate Tran, but I will tell you first thing I would say is this is why decisions such as this should be made by providers, physicians, and the mothers and fathers that are involved. There are, you know, when we talk about third trimester abortions, these are done with the consent of obviously the mother, with the consent of the physicians, more than one physician, by the way. And it's done in cases where there may be severe deformities, there may be a fetus that's non-viable. So in this particular example, if a mother is in labor, I can tell you exactly what would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. So I think this was really blown out of proportion. But again, we want the government not to be involved in these types of decisions. We want the decision to be made by the mothers and their providers. And this is why, Julie, that legislators, most of whom are men, by the way, shouldn't be telling a woman what she should and shouldn't be doing with her body.
And do you think multiple physicians should have to weigh in, as is currently required? She's trying to lift that requirement.
Well, I think it's always good to get a second opinion and for at least two providers to be involved in that decision, because these decisions shouldn't be taken lightly. And, mm-hmm. and so, you know, I would certainly support more than one provider.
All right. Let's go back to the phones now.
Okay, so fact check, but let's keep going, I guess. Abortion isn't legal anywhere near up to birth in America. Reality, abortion is protected up to birth in 6 states in America. So, under dark green, not restricted based on gestational age. And you can see several states where that is the case. So, I guess they just don't want you to know that. But again, even without getting into the specifics and mentioning the states that have this or mentioning the video where the Virginia governor is very clearly advocating for this, the question I would put to Kamala Harris is like, do you think that's okay? Do you think you say it doesn't happen, but would you veto a bill that had up till 9 months? Like, put the onus on her, put the weight on her to say, yeah, it's crazy and wrong to have abortion, like there has to be a limit to abortion. But that doesn't get discussed. Instead, what gets discussed is the claims Trump makes. Even though they're true, they're fact-checked, and Kamala Harris gets to just skirt out without actually answering whether she's okay with 9-month abortion. The next fact-checking they did, David Murr, I want to clarify here. You bring up Springfield, Ohio, and ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there have been no credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community. And in this case, the words credible and specific are the weasel words. What we can glean from this is that there were reports and broad claims of pets being harmed. They just don't have any credible, whatever that means, right? It means nothing. It means whatever they want to say. If there was a report and they go, but we don't think that's credible. Oh, so no credible reports. And if there are claims, hey, our cats are going missing. Well, that's not very specific, is it? So no credible or specific claims, which is a true statement, even if people are saying, hey, all of our cats are going missing as soon as the Haitians moved in. Hey, my cat went missing and I saw them barbecuing the next day. I think they may have eaten it. Well, that's not very credible or specific, is it? So, therefore, no credible or specific claims have been made about this. Fact check, you're a liar, sir. These are the weasel words they use, and you have to be able to identify them. And, of course, it's obviously true. Everybody knows it's true. Let's go now to clip number 10. This is audio obtained by the Federalist of a call made to the police on August 26th about a group of Haitian migrants carrying geese home to eat in Springfield, Ohio. Let's watch.
I'm riding on the trail going to my orientation for my job today, and I see a group of Haitian people. There was about four of them. They all had geese in their hand. They got away. I couldn't make out the first three of the license plate, but I got the numbers. The last number was 9898, and it was a gray Toyota Tacoma they took off on. There was about four of them. There was two men, two women. I couldn't tell the age because I'm in a hurry going to this orientation, so I don't be late.
What direction did they go?
They went up towards the middle of downtown.
Okay, and what path are you on?
Right now, hold on just a second. I'm coming to the intersection of. Give me a second here. It says Water and Water Street.
Water and Water.
Anyway, we can take it down. You get the point. That is a 911 call of somebody reporting Haitian migrants walking off with the geese from the park. You know, kind of like the picture that we have. But hey, I guess they don't consider that report credible or specific. So, therefore, no credible or specific reports. Ignore the evidence of your eyes and the just overwhelming evidence from all of the statements of everybody who lives there. I have so many videos of that, by the way. We've got, a lot. Clip number 12. Let's go to that quickly.
Come here. You don't want to get eaten up, do you?
You're going to be next, boy.
I ain't eating nothing off of a barbecue pit around here.
Ducks. Ducks are disappearing.
So the migrants are eating geese, you think? That's... Have you heard of pets being abducted?
Yep. Cats are a delicacy in Haiti.
So it's not that they're poor and eating them because they don't have other food. It is a delicacy like someone would eat escargot.
Of course, we showed you reports from 2019 calling it a Christmas tradition to eat cats in Haiti. Yeah, it's obviously happening.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a
multinational globalist deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. We're fact-checking the fact-checkers here. Of course, the first fact-check was about abortion being available up until or even after birth, but that, of course, is undeniably true. In fact, Vice President nominee Tim Walz removed born-alive abortion reporting requirements as Democrats' media outlets accuse former President Trump of dramatizing the Democratic abortion agenda. Data from the Minnesota Department of Health shows that at least 8 babies who survived abortions in the state were then left to die. Execution, like Donald Trump was saying in his debate. Under 2015 Minnesota law, the state formally was required to report whether abortions resulted in the live birth of a baby, what actions were taken to preserve the life of that baby, and whether the baby survived. Those reporting requirements exposed that between January 1st and December 31st of 2021, physicians performed 5 abortions that resulted in a baby's live birth. No measures were taken to help the first baby, who reportedly had fetal anomalies that resulted in death shortly after the delivery. 2 of the babies were given comfort care measures as they died. No measures were taken to preserve life of the last 2 babies who were pre-viable. So not only is it legal, it's actually happened multiple times. And since then, Tim Walz has removed reporting requirements. So those are the ones that we know of because the reporting requirements were in place. He removed them. We don't know how many more babies have been just allowed to expire on a cold counter as they struggle for life in their first few moments. But so there you go. Fact checking that fact check. Then, of course, Springfield, Ohio. No credible reports of specific claims, despite the fact that there are infinite numbers of reports of claims. I mean, this is obvious. We talked about it before. You typically don't call the police if your cat goes missing. That's not normally a police matter, even if you suspect that your neighbor may have done something. That's just not, you're not probably going to call anybody. Even though we do have phone, even though we did just show you a 911 call of that exact claim. But regardless, they say that's fake. The next claim they make, David Muir says, President Trump, as you know, the FBI says overall violent crime is coming down in this country. And of course, Trump brought up in, again, vague terms. And again, it's not like he's wrong. And I don't know, maybe I'm nitpicking here, but, you know, he's like, those reports are lies. That's a hoax. That's nonsense. He's like, the biggest cities didn't report their numbers. That's a fake number. And it's like, yes, that is accurate. He's being truthful. That is the case. We have story after story illustrating that. But to the average person who doesn't know that, who still trusts the FBI and think that they're a credible source, just saying, actually, that's a lie, is just not convincing. This is where specifics are necessary, and they were utterly lacking in the debate. And he just should have had, even just naming the cities, he's going, well, those FBI numbers don't include New York City or Los Angeles or New Orleans, which are some of the most crime-ridden cities in the country. So how can you say crime's going down when you aren't including major metropolitan areas in those numbers? I wish he had been a little bit more specific. Yeah, I think that's Axios, right? Or four reasons why we should worry about missing crime data. The FBI's crime is still incomplete and politicians are taking advantage. From The Independent, FBI says crime has plummeted to start 2024, but is missing a big part of the data. Data informing FBI's figures is applied in, voluntarily by law enforcement agencies across the U.S. and do not include major metropolitan areas, including Los Angeles and New York, where crime is historically high. Again, from The Independent, mainstream media outlet. But you could also go to Fox News. Public Safety Group finds FBI violent crime data is higher than initially reported. New report claims violent crimes are significantly underreported and FBI crime classifications have changed. So it's a deceit. It's a deception. Yet another fact check. Fact checked. We'll get back to this on the other side. I'll put out the phone number for your call. So I want to hear what you thought about the debate. Am I being too nitpicky? Were you also perhaps a little disappointed in the showing from Trump? I mean, most people are saying it was like a 50-50. I just don't think it moved the needle whatsoever. I think you believe what you believed when you went in.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Again, we're just talking about the overt bias that we saw from the ABC moderators last night in the debate. We're fact-checking the fact-checkers. We've sort of been through the more concrete fact-checking that, you know, is just obviously false. But some of the rest are more, a little bit more vague, but really just show the bias more than anything else. So like the next one that is listed by Breitbart in this list of seven times Trump was fact-checked. David Muir says, "The question was about you as president, not about former Speaker Pelosi, but I do want Vice President Harris to respond here." So, you know, this was another one of these questions that was asked of Trump about January 6th, which it's amazing how, you know, Democrats can latch onto things, just bring them up over and over in this accusatory way when it's, you know, they'd never do it for the other side. And it's not so much overt bias as much as it is an implicit, subtle bias in the framing of the question. And, you know, Donald Trump says, "It's not my fault January 6th happened. I tried to get, I tried to get soldiers there. I told them that they needed more security. It was Nancy Pelosi's job to secure the Capitol, and she didn't do it." She's on tape saying that. And they, I guess, fact check this by saying, "Well, the question was about former Speaker Nancy Pelosi," insinuating that Trump is trying to distract people when really he's just answering the question about January 6th. What happened on January 6th? Well, there was a million people showing up to Washington, D.C. Everybody knew it, and they deliberately withheld security from the Capitol to allow this to happen. Now, I would have gone even farther. And I would have said, "Look, it's been a long time since January 6th. A lot of new information has come out about it. Most of what they said are lies. Look at the, you know, show trial they put on, the kangaroo court they put on, where they had people saying I was trying to steal the presidential limo from Secret Service." I mean, the claims they made were absurd. And if it was me, I would have said, "Look, this was a totally peaceful, totally, you know, unarmed and well-behaved crowd until police fired tear gas and rubber bullets into the peaceful crowd. It wasn't my crowd that started it. It was the Capitol Police that started the events on January 6th. If they hadn't fired tear gas and rubber bullets into a peaceful crowd, nothing would have happened. it was the police that started that chaos. It was the police that, you know, were failed to be there. And the vast majority of people who have now been arrested and imprisoned for this are innocent people who did absolutely nothing wrong, including being led in a tour by the Capitol Police, only to be put in solitary confinement for months on end. That's sick. It's wrong. It's abusive. And they bragged about it. But again, it's not even so much as a fact check as they just are like, we don't want you to talk about that. We don't want you to blame it on Nancy Pelosi, so don't. It's like, okay, but it was her fault, though, definitely, obviously, and self-admittedly. David Muir then said, I did watch all of those pieces of videos. I didn't detect the sarcasm, lost by a whisker. We didn't quite make it, and we should point out as a clarification, you know this, you and your allies, 60 cases in front of many judges. So this was Trump, you know, talking about winning the election or losing the election. And the claim, fact check they're making here is 60 cases in front of many judges. This is just one of those things they just say. They just say this and they say it over and over, and it's just not remotely true. Not a single case brought in front of any judge ever presented evidence ever. Not a single case was allowed to go to trial. Not a single case was even heard by a judge. So the way they frame this is as if 60 cases were brought before judges, the evidence was laid out, and the judges decided, no, there was no voter fraud. That never happened, not once. Not a single case was actually brought in front of a judge. Not a single case was argued. Not a single piece of evidence was actually presented in a court of law. Never once. What happened was 50-plus times, maybe 60, the cases were dismissed before they were ever brought. They were not allowed to be brought. And the investigations into voter fraud were shut down by the DOJ, even though there was plenty of evidence there. And in fact, high-level, top-level prosecutors in states like Pennsylvania quit their jobs, resigned in protest for not being allowed to investigate what they knew to be credible and verifiable claims of voter fraud. But they lie. But they just lie. So people don't know this. And you can even see this in their own fact-checking articles. Like this is a fact-check article from Reuters. Courts have dismissed multiple lawsuits of alleged electoral fraud presented by the Trump campaign. They say that this Facebook post says not one court has looked at the evidence that Biden legally won. Not one. This is false. State and federal judges dismissed more than 50 lawsuits presented by then President Donald Trump and his allies challenging the election or its outcome. The judges dismissed them. They never heard them. They never looked at the evidence. It was never allowed to be presented. That doesn't mean that the evidence wasn't there or that the claims were false. It means it wasn't tried. Okay. I can't say I've been exonerated for murder if I'm never brought to trial for it. That's not what that means. You know, if Alex Jones says, I own a cat, I can say with full certainty there is no evidence that Alex Jones owns a cat. There's not been one proven case in court that Alex, well, maybe that's not. Oh, wait. Alex Jones's cat was brought up in court, so there is actually verifiable evidence of that. Alex Jones, there's no proof he has a red car because that has never been presented to a court. It's like, that's not, you know, absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. This never went to trial. The claims were never even investigated. Those that tried to investigate them were shut down by the DOJ and resigned in protest. Top prosecutor quits after Barr election fraud order. This from November 10th, 2020, immediately after the election. He was already shutting it down. Justice Department's top election crimes prosecutor resigned Monday in protest after Attorney General William Barr told federal prosecutors they should examine allegations of voting irregularities before states move to certify in the coming weeks. I'm sorry, this might be a different one. Barr shoots down former prosecutors' election fraud claims. In an interview, the former attorney general rejected pro-Trump former U.S. attorney's allegations that Justice Department stifled vote tampering investigations. So this is like the head prosecutor of Pennsylvania was looking into credible claims made under oath of, you know, people driving trucks full of mail-in ballots saying the chain of custody was broken. I delivered the votes like I was supposed to, but then the truck disappeared and I don't know who took it. And, Yeah, I realized that, wait, I'm transferring a bunch of mail-in ballots from New York to Pennsylvania in the last, you know, final hours. This is kind of absurd. The top prosecutor of Pennsylvania was investigating this. William Barr apparently, like, yelled and cursed at him, like, called him up and was like, do not investigate this. This is our prerogative. We're investigating it. You're not allowed to. And I said, okay, that's all right. That's fine. And then nothing ever came of it. No investigation was ever actually done. And it was completely shut down from the beginning. So, no, this has not been tried 50 times and every single time proven to be false. It has never been tried once. No case has ever been presented in front of a judge. They were all dismissed out of hand without ever even looking at the evidence. Just so we're clear. Totally fraudulent. Okay, fact checked. David Muir then says, Mr. President, thank you. Vice President Harris, you heard the president here tonight. He said he didn't say he lost by a whisker, so he still believes he did not lose the election. Was that won by President Biden? That was won by President Biden and yourself. So I don't even know what the fact check here is. I guess they're fact checking Trump's beliefs, which is kind of absurd. He said he didn't say he lost by a whisker. Look, the fact is he didn't lose. The fact is the evidence of voter fraud is overwhelming. And they use these same weasel words, right? No credible reports of specific claims. It's that type of rhetoric that surrounds all this as well. There's no credible claims of widespread voter fraud. Expecting you to think that, like, for voter fraud to exist, it needs to exist in every county across the country, and that's the only way election could be stolen. No, an election can be stolen by rigging one metropolitan area in five different states. Those five different states all had massive, bizarre anomalies, including shutting down the vote in the middle of the night, only for the outcome to be reversed by the morning. In Georgia, of course, the supposedly broken water leaks. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And of course, the biggest falsifiable claim about all of this, and they actually say it in the Reuters report, and just the most blatant dishonesty perhaps ever in American history. And I'm not even exaggerating, like, this claim, because what they say is that this was the most secure election in American history. The most secure election in American history. So when they make such a overwrought and a broad statement, the lie is that overwrought and broad. There's absolutely no way in hell that could have been the most secure election in history. It was the first election where you had massive deployment of mail-in ballots and drop boxes and unverifiable signatures and just boxes of ballots showing up in ditches and at apartment buildings with 25 ballots for one apartment. I mean, it goes on and on. It would be at least respectable if they were like, look, there were some issues, but overall, we got the right answer, right? Sure, there was maybe not fraud, but some mistakes, and there was some difficulty in the process because we instituted a brand new unsecure system that, you know, we didn't have any way of verifying the chain of custody. So, you know, there may have been some fuzziness, some uncertainty here or there. But at the end of the day, we are certain that this election result was accurate. They don't say that. They say it was the most secure election ever, which has to be a lie. Is 100% absurd for them to make that claim. So the rest of their claims can be seen as absurd as well. Should be and are. They're absurd. Finally, we have David Muir saying, President Trump, thank you. You did bring up something. You said she went to negotiate with Vladimir Putin. Vice President Harris, have you ever met Vladimir Putin? Can you clarify tonight? So this was a very, very good move by ABC to counteract a very brilliant move by Donald Trump that Kamala Harris completely set herself up for. She gives a statement where she brags about going to Ukraine 3 days before the invasion. And Trump's like, they sent her there and 3 days later they invaded. That's the weakness that we're dealing with. That's weakness. And he says, you know, they sent her as the negotiator for, you know, to negotiate with Vladimir Putin. That was Anthony Blinken, actually, that they sent to do that. And it was like a week before the invasion happened. It was Anthony Blinken's last chance to snag peace from the outbreak of war, and they totally failed. But it was a great point by Trump. It made Harris look like an idiot. She's sitting there going, I was there 3 days before the invasion. I'm so brave. And he's like, okay, so you went there to try to stop the war, and 3 days later they invaded? That's pathetic. And she's like, no, that's not what I said. It's like, no, it's exactly what you just said. It was a winning point for Trump that then ABC threw cold water on by going, just said that you negotiated with Vladimir Putin. Have you ever met Vladimir Putin? Knowing full well that she's never met Vladimir Putin. And thank God that she's not the person negotiating, because as bad as things are, they'd be significantly worse with somebody like her at the helm. Although I don't know if that's even possible. I mean, you got Anthony Blinken just failing utterly to achieve any of his diplomatic goals ever the entire time he's been in office, which is something that, again, Trump should have brought up. And the weird thing about so many of the statements from the debate were that they were phrased as speculative when they aren't speculative. Like, Trump and Kamala both kind of did this, but again, I blame Trump more for it, saying like, that never would have happened if I had been in charge. It's like, no, Trump, you were in charge and it didn't happen. Why phrase it speculatively? Like, why phrase it as something that could have had, like, if I'd been president, that would have never happened. It's like, no, I was president and that didn't happen while I was president. It's that's a nitpick, I guess, but that was one of the frustrating things that frustrated me about Trump's answers to some of the, you know, geopolitical questions. Is like, he really never hammered home, like, I started no new wars. I got the Afghan withdrawal in motion. You would have never been able to withdraw if I hadn't, you know, done that. And then Kamala Harris is like, there's not a single soldier in an active war zone. So a meme where it's like, you know, the face of all of the soldiers currently deployed in war zones. So I'm just like, what? That's kind of disrespectful. You're sitting there in Syria or, you know, helping out with Israel and Gaza, or just off the coast of Israel, or just off the coast of Iran in the Red Sea, or being bombed by drones in Iraq. And Kamala Harris is like, no, you don't exist. No, you don't exist. And I'm going to pretend that everything's fine. Yeah, everything's not fine. And Trump should have really hammered that home. But again, it was like both of them were acting as if Trump had never been president and as if Kamala had never been president. It's this weird thing where it's like, she's talking about him being a dictator. Why was his response not like, I was president for 4 years? What are you talking about? Like, what did I do back then? You're saying I'm going to do all this stuff. I didn't do any of that. I had the chance and I didn't do it because I don't want to do it. So what are you speculating about? I think it's absurd. I think the whole thing was absurd and frustrating personally, but I want your takes on it. I'm going to give out the phone number now. Take your calls throughout this hour. We'll be joined by Stella Emanuel, Dr. Stella Emanuel, I should say, in the third hour. In the meantime, give us a call, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. And while we take your calls in, I want to go to what many people agree was Trump's finest part of the debate, his closing statement. Here's clip number six, Trump's closing statement, making the case for electing him and ousting the current failed regime. Let's watch.
He done it. She's been there for 3.5 years. They've had 3.5 years to fix the border. They've had 3.5 years to create jobs and all the things we talked about. Why hasn't she done it? She should leave right now, go down to that beautiful White House, go to the Capitol, get everyone together and do the things you want to do, but you haven't done it and you won't do it because you believe in things that the American people don't believe in. You believe in things like, we're not going to frack, we're not going to take fossil fuel, we're not going to do things that are going to make this country strong, whether you like it or not. Germany tried that, and within 1 year, they were back to building normal energy plants. We're not ready for it. We can't sacrifice our country for the sake of bad vision. But I just ask one simple question. Why didn't she do it? We're a failing nation. We're a nation that's in serious decline. We're being laughed at all over the world. All over the world, they're laughed. I know the leaders very well. They're coming to see me. They call me. We're laughed at all over the world. They don't understand what happened to us as a nation. We're not a leader. We don't have any idea what's going on. We have wars going on in the Middle East. We have wars going on with Russia and Ukraine. We're going to end up in a third world war, and it'll be a war like no other because of nuclear weapons, the power of weaponry. I rebuilt our entire military. She gave a lot of it away to the Taliban. She gave it to Afghanistan. What these people have done to our country, and maybe toughest of all, is allowing millions of people to come into our country. Many of them are criminals, and they're destroying our country. The worst president, the worst vice president in the history of our country.
President Trump, thank you. And that is...
Yeah, powerful stuff. I mean, it's obviously true. Again, I see the phone lines are already full, so we'll start going through these calls. Just as a final note, the bias that we saw, again, I just want to, well, a couple of interesting things came up during the debate. Kamala Harris blamed COVID on a lab leak, which just went right past everybody, I guess. She just dropped that in there randomly. It's like, well, okay. When Trump was saying it came from China, you were calling him racist and telling people to go hug a Chinese person. The Biden White House literally cooperated with social media companies to delete accounts that claimed COVID was a lab leak. And now you're just saying that like we all know it's true. I mean, what, you know, just imagine believing what the mainstream media said. Just imagine the whiplash you must get when something that they tell you is a dangerous, rotten conspiracy theory that makes you a bad person is actually totally true. Yeah, we researched it, and yeah, it's absolutely true. Crazy. It's crazy that just dropped in there. Wild. Wild. And then as Riley Gaines on X puts it, not even 2 months ago, the former president was shot in the head in an assassination attempt, and the moderators didn't bring it up once. You realize how deliberate and insane that is, right? And that's the thing. You've got question after question to Trump, which, again, are phrased as questions, but they're actually accusations, things about January 6th or, you know, and the fact checking that should have been done about Kamala Harris claiming the good people on both sides and Trump, the Project 2025 hoax, all this sort of stuff that she mentioned that's just blatantly false, but that they let her get away with. And then they would, you know, basically say well, you inspired an insurrection and almost killed everybody on January 6th. How do you respond to people who say you should be hung for your treason? You know, it's like the way that's phrased. And all you have to do is just imagine if it was equally biased from the other side. Just imagine if the questions that the debate moderators were asking were Kamala Harris, many people claim that you got your start in politics as a literal whore for Willie Brown and that you didn't deserve your position, but used sex to work your way up the ladder and cut in line to the top. How do you respond to that? Right? Can you imagine? Can you imagine them asking her a question like that? No, they've never asked you. But they certainly ask Trump multiple questions sort of in that regard, right? Claims about some 30-year-old claim of a rape accusation, which is utterly absurd from an insane lady. Or if they'd asked, you know, Kamala Harris, you say that Trump causes division in this country, but the extreme rhetoric of the Democrats led to a assassination attempt that nearly killed Donald Trump. Do you take any responsibility for the inflamed passions that are happening right now? And do you want to send a message to your supporters that violence is not the answer and that, you know, democracy has to be the way you solve it? Never once would they ask. They didn't even ask about the assassination attempt, which it clearly should have been a question. But this is the type of thing you just have to. You have to be able to imagine this. You have to be able to see it from both sides and go, these questions are accusations when they're put to Trump, and they never even remotely approach the same tone when it comes to Kamala Harris. And if they did, the outrage would be deafening. It would be overwhelming if they were to ask a single question of Kamala Harris like the ones I just, you know, laid out. Totally absurd. All right. We're going to go out to your phone calls here on the other side of this short commercial break. I do want to remind you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's our daily shows, whether it's the breakdowns by our bombshell reporters at band.video, or whether it's the live coverage of these massive events of international importance. We only are able to be here on the air and in the fight because you go to InfoWarsStore.com. Your calls on the other side. Wild, Dave, John, Jefferson, Wilford, coming to you next. And keeping the lines open, so call in with your thoughts. We'll be right back.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com. Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Body's is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Good putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. We go directly out to your calls now in the order that they came in. Wild in Wisconsin says he has a suspicion about the condition of Kamala Harris. Go ahead, Wild. You're on the air.
Yeah, Owen last night was talking about Kamala's hard swallows and how she was swallowing a lot. And I always knew she was a swallower, but that's a different topic. But I think she was coked out. She was like Zelensky, because she was like grinding her teeth and really tweaking out. And especially after the break, she was touching her nose a bunch. You know, and she's from California and stuff. That's like their religion over there. And, you know, not racially, but I think she had like a really bad case of cotton mouth, you know. And
yeah, I know. I noticed that, too.
I don't know.
She seemed anxious, didn't she? Especially in the beginning.
Yeah.
She seemed like nervous. I don't know what it was. But look, if she's on something, it's higher grade than Coke. I'll tell you that. It's a industrial grade pharmaceutical of one sort or another. And
I think
we definitely noticed the cotton mouth for sure.
Yeah, I think she got some of that CIA cocaine, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, like when you do cocaine, it gets stuck in the back of your throat, for people that don't know, and then drips down. So I think she just had a bad drip, you know. And then also, you know, they were talking about inflation rate. They keep saying that it's like 20-30% for stuff, and grocery costs are up, you know, 20%. I don't know where they're getting this number, but since Trump, there's a lot of products that have gone up like 200-300%, you know. So I think the inflation is way worse than they're claiming. You know, here in Wisconsin, a stick of butter, even though we're the dairy state, a package of butter is like $8 nowadays, which is insane.
Oh,
and I think if we have Kamala installed, that gas is going to go way up, because people don't understand that Ukraine has really not struck the infrastructure for gasoline and oil production in Russia, which is their major export. And if the Ukraine war vamps up by Kamala getting elected, obviously, we're going to go to war with Russia.
Yeah.
They've kind of pre-programmed that, and gas is going to go through the roof. And on that same line, I don't think Putin is ever going to take a president with pink nail polish seriously.
Yeah, and you know, that was one thing where Trump, again, you know, he brought it up, and he brought it up forcefully, and I'm glad he did, but I wish he'd been a little bit more, I don't know. Maybe I'm just nitpicking, but he brought up World War III, and he brought up nuclear weapons, and he kept being like, this is serious. We're going to get into World War III with this lady, which, again, was a good point for him to make. I just don't know if people actually even understand the threats that we're under. I mean, you've got Russia almost weekly coming out and going, okay, we're moving the nuclear bombs closer to Europe. All right, we're changing our nuclear, you know, strategy to allow for first strike. If you keep pushing, you're playing with fire. That was the quote from last week. You're playing with fire. You're like a bunch of kids playing with fire. Don't push us any further. Like, he should have brought up just how serious
they
the Russians are and what a danger that the administration is putting us in. So that was something that I give Trump kudos for. I just don't know if the average American even recognizes how serious this is. Thank you for the call, Wild. Dave in Arizona. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thanks. Great show, Mr. Harrison. So I can feel some of your frustration. We went to a great watch party, Jesse and I, last night with a local radio station here, and it looked like it was a push to me. I think the one thing that could have tied it all together, and I have a contact with President Trump's inner circle, if he says these two words every time he starts an answer, inextricably linked. So the question is about housing. Okay, thank you, Mr. Muir. This question is inextricably linked to the illegal invaders, 30 million of them that she let in. The question is about housing. We have a housing crisis, inextricably linked to the 30 million illegal invaders. every single one of them. But I don't really think the debate was for us. For the normies. I think it was for us so that we could see it was 3-on-1. And I think that the lamestream media is positioning it now. Once President Biden pardons Hunter and then he quits, and Kamala pardons President Biden puppet, to say that the nation needs to move on to heal our great nightmare, the Gerald Ford Amendment. And then at that point, she'll be the first black woman president, according to the lamestream media. And they'll say on November 5th, we went into the voter booth, pulled the curtain back, and couldn't vote for a convicted felon over the first black woman president. We wanted to give her a full term. So I think it's all about positioning and messaging, and they have exactly what they needed. I've said this for over a year when they did all the indictments against him.
Yep.
It's all a narrative battle. But we 100%. See through it, fortunately. So we have to take back our language. We have to say that illegal invaders come across the border every day, and most of them, if they're not victims of rape, they're performing rape on other illegals. Mm-hmm. And we just need to hammer that home, that this is a crisis. And the biggest one, I think, is actually bigger than that, is the 100,000 fentanyl poisonings, mm-hmm. not deaths, poisonings through the CCP and the Mexican drug cartels every day, every year for the last 3 years. That's the equivalent of 300 people, your fellow citizens, dying every day for 1,000 days straight. We don't scream that from the rooftops.
Right. And that's something that Trump should have hit harder and, you know, really put on going, you are complicit in this. This is happening because you opened the border. You're the borders. I don't even think he called her the borders are. I don't know. Maybe I missed it. But, you know, he talks about her being responsible for the border, but I don't think ever once he was like, you're the border czar, it's entirely on you. The fentanyl deaths that Kamala Harris brought up, she brought up the fentanyl deaths. It's like, well, you're responsible for that, lady, so what the hell are you talking about? I think you're exactly right. Inextricably linked is a very good phrase. I'm sorry, I do want to go to other calls here. I want to get through as many as possible because, I mean, the lines are filling up as soon as we're dropping them. Thank you for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. Agree with you. John in Ontario, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, how's it going? First up, thanks for the InfoWars Life Select Food. I bought it, and the UPS guy was literally rolling his eyes at me because there was so much of it as he unloaded it from the truck. And it was so cheap to ship it to me. I tried to get Canadian companies to ship food to me, and it was like they wouldn't do it. I was like, what? Anyways, thanks a lot for the products. So I think that the debate is kind of like a Rotten Tomatoes situation where you have a critic score and you have an audience score. Mm. And I think that the critic score is a lot more critical because, you know, people keep up with what's going on with politics. But for regular people, it's something that has to be tangible, right? And so what people see tangibly on the ground is not a good economy and not a good social situation with illegal immigration. And you can just look at, like, how weird, like, some of the policies she's talking about, a lot of money stuff, of course, that's always the big sell, like the first-time home buyers and the new families credit and the new businesses, you know, giving money to all these people. But those things don't really fall in line with her base, right? Like, a new family, well, is it even a liberal ideal to have new families? Like, why is she offering, you know, money for people who are having children? Or new businesses, I mean, that doesn't really appeal to the base. I think they've forgotten where the liberal platform was going. It was going in a universal income socialist kind of direction where we have bring in continuous immigration like China and we allow abortion on demand. And that and all those ideals have been put aside. And just to illustrate, like here in Canada, how out of touch these people are, our Minister of Affairs just said, yesterday, Canadians don't want elections. We just want the government to do what they do. And so I think they're just out of touch. And I think we shouldn't get out of touch because we're watching them.
Yeah. No, it's a good point. And I take everything you say. And all we can hope is that the reality is more important than the rhetoric. Because, and we'll show you a clip on the other side. Yeah, people just look around at their lives. They're not better off. They're worse off. The question is whether that matters more than the words that Kamala Harris says.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God,
have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
InfoWars is listener-supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health, too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow, and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Directly after your calls, we're going to get to as many as possible. So if you can keep your comments as concise as you can, we'll go now to Jefferson in Virginia on line four. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to talk to you.
Good morning.
Did you notice the moment when they tried to bait Trump into the birther thing all over again with Obama and the racial aspect of whether she's black or Indian? You know, how many Americans think she's Cherokee? You know?
Yes, I did notice that. I mean, I thought it was one of Trump's most disappointing misses, frankly.
Yeah, well, I think he wasn't really trying to win last night. He just sort of showed up and just sort of let her have her thing. And he knew he was going to be overwhelmed with the three against one, and it was going to be sort of a mediocre night no matter what he did. So it was like, let's just leave her in the race for now so they can't replace her at this point. if he destroyed her last night, then they would have figured a way to switch her out. So I think he let her stick around.
I don't know. I'd feel differently about this if there was another debate, you know, and I don't think there's going to be one. But if, you know, there was already a planned second debate, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. But considering that this is probably the only debate that's going to happen, which is pathetic in and of itself. But it's like this was his one chance. He should have gone in there, you know, guns blazing. But, you know, we got what we got. Thank you for the call, Jefferson. Let's go to Wilford Grimley in St. Louis. What's your comment on the debate?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Harrison. Yeah, that last caller, he's got an interesting theory. Maybe he just did a lackluster performance just to keep her in. You know, I thought he did fine. A couple of points, like people have said, that he kind of fell through were focusing on the race. And then, you know, the three-on-one, the mods were definitely trying to get Trump focused on the wrong things, and he took the bait. The other thing was bringing up the cats and dogs thing, which, is, you know, even if it is completely true, he knows that the mods are just going to say, oh, no, that's false. And then he knows that people are going to make clips of it the next day, so that, you know, it's not really worth mentioning at all.
Yeah, you know, I have a video, actually, of J.D. Vance responding to this after the debate. Guys, I just put it in the folder. I think I'll go to this here just because it ties in directly. And this was, I think, the correct way to bring this up and to talk about it. Because, again, you can bring up the dogs eating, you know, eating dogs and eating cats. You should bring that up. It'll get people's attention. They'll be like, what the hell is this? I got to look into it. They'll see it's true. But you got to tie it in. You got to go, this isn't just about the cats and dogs. It's about the utter destruction, the chaos that's been brought about by this immigration policy and the willful, you know, hatred of the average American suffering under these policies while giving infinite giveaways to immigrants. So, like, I'm glad he brought it up, but he didn't tie it in. J.D. Vance did a very good job of tying this in. Let's go to that video now.
What I would say is he brought up this misleading, false claim that you yourself have talked about in recent days about Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, abducting people's pets and eating them, which officials there have said is not true. You yourself acknowledged it may be false on Twitter. You still told people to keep spreading it. But Trump just amplified it to tens of millions of people who were watching. Why push something that's not true?
Well, first of all, city officials have not said it's not true. They said they don't have all the evidence.
They said they have no evidence.
We've heard from a number of constituents on the ground, Caitlin, who both firsthand and secondhand reports saying this stuff is happening. So they very clearly, meaning the people on the ground dealing with this, think that it is happening. And I think that it's important for journalists to actually get on the ground and uncover this stuff for themselves when you have a lot of people saying, my pets are being abducted, or geese at the city pond are being abducted and slaughtered right in front of us. This is crazy stuff. And again, whether those exact rumors turn out to be mostly true, somewhat true, whatever the case may be, Caitlin, this town has been ravaged by 20,000 migrants coming in. Healthcare costs are up. Housing costs are up. Communicable diseases like HIV and TB have skyrocketed in this small Ohio town. This is what Kamala Harris's border policies have done. And I think it's interesting, Caitlin, that the media didn't care about the carnage wrought by these policies until we turned it into a meme about cats. And that speaks to the media's failure to care about what's going on in these communities. If we have to meme about it to get the media to care, we're going to keep on doing it because the media should care about what's going on.
Yeah, see, so that's the correct way to respond to that. And I wish Trump had said something similar there. So again, it's not even necessarily about the cats and dogs. It's about the just massive, overwhelming support that migrants get while the natives around them suffer and wallow in hopelessness. It's a deliberate destruction of our country, not in a vague way, but in a very specific and well-organized way. Thank you for the call, Wilford. Let's go to we'll go to Joe in Arkansas now. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the air.
Yeah, Harrison, hey, thank you for taking my call. So, so I think Trump missed out last night. I think he missed it. I think I don't even know why he agreed to go on that format. She, in my opinion, was probably given the questions beforehand. And I'm thinking for anybody who was on the fence last night, and I know my wife was watching it with a group of women who are all Trump supporters, but Trump didn't show up last night. It was his to win, and he didn't. And that's bad because just as you said, there's not going to be another debate, I don't think. And for those who were not sure, I'm thinking they're going to vote for her. Not that I really think it matters. I think they're going to steal it anyways. But yeah, I totally don't understand why he even agreed to.
Well, and again, you know, he brought stuff up that was good, but he didn't drive it home and he didn't make the case like he should have. Again, if it was a rally, like, fine, we're all on board, Trump. We know what you're talking about. So just, you know, mention it randomly. You know, he mentioned the fact that, you know, Kamala Harris didn't get any votes, but like really hammer that home. Like, how can you be the champion of democracy? You know, ask her outright, who voted for you? How many votes did you get to be on the stage tonight? Where's your popular support? It doesn't exist because you don't care about democracy. Like, really drive it home, point it out, make it, you know, unavoidable, the outcome, the you know, result that you're talking about, what you want in people's minds. He just didn't do it. He just didn't do it, and it's upsetting. Thanks for the call, Joe. Let's go to Keith in Wisconsin now. Go ahead, Keith. You're on the air. There you will be. There you go, Keith.
Yep. Hey, Harrison. I don't think you're being nitpicky enough, actually. I think he did terrible. Mm. You know, they ask about the Project 25, and he goes off about how he's not involved. Well, then turn that back around and say, actually, I have a website. It's called Agenda 47. You can look up all my policies. Not to mention, I was already president for 4 years, and I have policies.
Yeah, not to mention you don't have policies, Kamala. You just put up your policies, you know, 2 days ago. I mean, I'm right there with you. It was another, like, fastball over the middle of the plate, and he struck out. It's very pathetic, honestly.
Exactly. Every topic was like that. I'm shouting at the TV going, no, you got to answer it with some specific answers.
Yeah,
frustrating.
Very, very frustrating. And again, I mean, it's a double-edged sword of Trump. I mean, he's good on his feet. He never prepares, and that's worked really well for him in the past. But you know, it's been different this campaign. Maybe it's because he's so distracted from all of the lawsuits that he's in and fighting to stay free as they're trying to imprison him. I mean, you can't really blame him that much, but at the same time, where are the specifics? Where are the arguments that will sway independent voters? I really didn't hear any last night. And look, I wish that wasn't the case, but I'm just going to tell you the truth and what I really thought. And hopefully we get another debate, and hopefully Trump does better next time. We'll go quickly to Tony in Texas. Tony, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, you know, Trump, right out of the box last night, Trump should have turned to her and said, how in the hell are you even on this stage tonight, Kamala? Nobody's ever voted for you for a damn thing. I need you to turn to the camera and explain to the American people how you're standing there with zero votes. I can tell you how I got here. I got millions of votes. You got zero. You got some explaining to do. How did you do this?
Yep, that is exactly right. And, you know, I even said that before the debate during the pregame stuff. I was saying I was hoping he was going to do something like that. That's what he did to Rand Paul, you know, in 2016. He's going, how are you even up here? You only have 11%. You shouldn't even be on this stage. There's too many people on this stage. Why didn't he go after Kamala like that? I really don't know. It was disappointing. It was disappointing to me. And that's unfortunate. That's about going to be all the calls that we're going to be able to take, because we are going to be joined by Dr. Stella Emanuel in the next hour. We're going to play a quick little 5-minute video here on the other side. Stay with us. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support everything that we do here, which is tell you the truth, folks. That's all. That's the only argument we have here. We're not going to pander to you. We're not going to lie to you. We're going to tell you the truth, even if we'd rather the truth be different. And if that's not something that you can support, then don't worry about it. But if you want people to tell you the truth, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and we'll be right back.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must. And we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Take hours to go over all the evidence which proves that the attack on September 11th, 2001 was an inside job. And I suggest you look into it if you haven't already. But to simplify the situation, all you need to do is look at Building 7. What some people still don't realize is that there were three buildings that fell into their own footprint that day. Three buildings that fell at free fall speed, indistinguishable from controlled demolitions, because that's exactly what they were. As the towers came crashing down, we can see the signatures of a controlled demolition. The official story is that Building 7, known as 7 World Trade Center, caught fire as a result of debris from the Twin Towers, which somehow caused a critical internal column to break, causing a cascading failure and collapse. And if this nonsensical official narrative were true, it would make it the first and only steel skyscraper in the world to collapse from fires. The building's owner, Larry Silverstein, took control of the Twin Towers just weeks before 9/11 and had them insured to cover terrorist attacks. After Building 7 collapsed, Silverstein told the media that the decision was made to pull it, suggesting that the building was collapsed on purpose.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they were not sure they were going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. Maybe this one of the things to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
This implies that they somehow rigged the explosives that afternoon while the building was still burning, which is ridiculous. And so the media dismissed his comments and changed their story. There were several witnesses who reported hearing and feeling the type of explosions one would expect from a controlled demolition.
You heard explosions, like boom. There's like a distinct sound.
Big explosion. Back into the eighth floor.
Somebody grabbed my shoulder and I started running, and the shit's hitting the ground behind me. And the whole time you're hearing thoom, 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 thoom. So, I think I know an explosion when I hear it.
Do you know if it was an explosion or if it was a building collapse?
To me it sounded like an explosion.
The explosions were captured on video.
You want to call your mother or something?
In fact, you were just told by police that you should move out of your apartment, Tatiana. You've got Carolina here. They advised us to leave because we have... Oh, my God.
First responders were told that the building was going to be blown up.
Oh, boy. Did you hear that?
If you're in that building, it'll be coming down.
You guys knew this was coming all day.
We had heard reports that the building was unstable and that eventually would either come down on its own or it would be taken down.
The BBC reported live on air that the building already collapsed before it did. Television viewers could see it in the background still standing.
I was talking about the Salomon Brothers building collapsing, and indeed it has. Apparently that's only a few hundred yards away from where the World Trade Center towers were. And it seems that this was not a result of a new attack. It was because the building had been weakened.
And the investigation never even investigated for explosives. The Republican White House then signed into law the Patriot Act, which allowed the next Democrat White House to target U.S. civilians as if they were domestic terrorists. And they amended the Defense Authorization Act, which allowed the next Republican White House to experiment on the American people with deadly gene therapy and nanotech vaccines. The same people who did 9/11 are pulling off the climate hoax and the deadly COVID shots. They run both parties of our government. Many have forgotten, and it's time to wake up before they kill us all. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, third hour of American Journal is on. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Joining me in studio is Dr. Stella Emanuel. She is the successful physician with active practice in Houston, as well as the founder of Firepower Ministries in Katy, Texas. She devotes her life and resources to teaching believers everywhere to identify the sources of spiritual weakness, deception, and defeat, to learn strategies of warfare to enable them to get and maintain their freedom. Her website is drstellamd.com, and that's drstellamd.com. And you, of course, can use the promo code Alex to get some of the wonderful products she has on offer there. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Awesome. I'm happy to be here this morning.
I'm very happy that you're here as well. A fellow Houstonian.
Yes.
Which I miss the big city. But there's a lot of stuff going on right now with disease. Am I imagining things, or is the prevalence of these new novel viruses unlike anything we've ever seen before?
You're not imagining things. I think I've been saying this for a long time right now. I think that there's a concerted effort to release as many diseases as possible. And the bottom line is to scare human beings so that somewhere along the line, everybody will get an mRNA jab into their bodies. That's the bottom line of this. And I say right now that we have a triple demic or a trifecta pandemic going on right now.
Right.
Apart from, of course, the mosquito-borne diseases, we have COVID, which people are still getting sick from COVID, and that's really crazy because it's been 4 years. I don't understand it when people still call me that they can't breathe. It's really it disturbs me because by now people should know what to do about that. And then, of course, we have bird flu. And with bird flu, they've been doing this dance about bird flu. There are, you know, farmers, there's something about it in Colorado, in Michigan, in Iowa. And I do believe that they're also going to use bird flu to affect our food supply, because through bird flu, they've killed over 2 million chicken. And I'm sure that they're going to kill our chicken, kill our cows, and make us eat lab-grown meat and, you know, and maybe make us eat insects or bugs or whatever else that they want to make us eat so that we can really be unhealthy and probably die. So I believe that bird flu, they are doing that. And then, of course, monkeypox has been, you know, declared an emergency of global significance. They call it mpox. With monkeypox, they have three different... No, they had two different kinds. Like in 2022, they had this whole thing about monkeypox. And, you know, we're telling everybody that, you know, they are not done with monkeypox yet. The one that was released in 2022 or that came out in 2022 is the Clyde 2 version of monkeypox, which was more sexually transmitted. It was less transmissible from person to person. It was less deadly. But now they have the Clyde 1 version, which is more transmissible with regular contact, not just sexual contact. It is more deadly, and it is hitting Africa right now. And they've already found a case in Sweden. I think there's a case in America already, or the Clyde 1 version. So I do believe we have a trifecta pandemic going on right now. And like I said, one of the things that I've done in the past 4 years is to try to be there to get the American people to be safe and figure out what we can do to deal with whatever it's coming. So I'm not saying this to get people terrified. Most of these viruses, you know, whether it's bird flu, COVID, you know, equine virus, you know, Zika, all those things, they're RNA viruses. I say this very, very clearly. Most RNA viruses, zinc can help mitigate them. Zinc cannot enter the cell. Zinc needs a transport system. So the zinc that you eat in your regular diet, it cannot really enter the cell. Zinc needs a transport system to enter the cell. So that is where you need something like quercetin. So like if you go on our website, we have CoviVite that has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. It helps to open zinc channels and allow zinc to go into the cell. So that's one of the ways that hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin works, you know. So we have that. And then, of course, the other thing that I will say about mpox, I'll get back to really what people can do to be healthy. One of the things that I'll say about mpox is I believe that because COVID did not really hit Africa like that, and the uptake of the vaccine, I mean, less than 1% of the population of Africa took the vaccine.
Really?
Yes. And this is especially sub-Saharan Africa where there's malaria. And here's the issue. We've been talking about hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin for the past 4 years. And if you're listening to me, make sure you have hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet, because it's going to help you take care of all these viruses. But the issue is when people had COVID in Africa, the symptoms of COVID are kind of like the symptoms of malaria. So you get fever, you get achy, you get sometimes upper respiratory infections, you know, and you feel bad and, you know. And those same symptoms are symptoms of malaria. In most of these sub-Saharan countries, things like chloroquine, camoquine, hydroxychloroquine, they are over the counter.
Right.
So if you had symptoms of malaria, people just go over the counter and they get medicine. So what really stopped, there's an article that said something like, scientists are really perplexed about the lack of COVID in sub-Saharan Africa, you know?
Right, yes.
You know, and I don't know why they are perplexed. It's because malaria is in sub-Saharan Africa, and the treatment for malaria is the same treatment for COVID.
Right.
So people were not trying to treat COVID. People just had symptoms that looked like malaria, and they took hydroxychloroquine or camoquine or flavoquine. We grew up taking flavoquine or daraprim as Sunday medicine.
Right.
We took it to prevent malaria. And that, I think that's the mindset that has got me telling everybody, you need to take Sunday medicine, get on hydroxychloroquine weekly, you know, and then take your vitamins. So it's because I grew up in that. I grew up in a malaria endemic zone. I trained in Nigeria, and we were able to give chloroquine, hydroxychloroquine to babies, to pregnant women, to people with old people. You know, it's a very safe medication. It's over the counter.
Right.
So we treated river blindness and some other parasitic infections with ivermectin. It's over the counter. So that is why COVID did not really seed into Africa like that. You cannot social distance in the slums of Lagos. You
right.
cannot. But with this happening, and the WHO and the powers that be realized that Africans did not take this. So what did they do? They are bringing mpox, because with monkeypox, they already have, there was an article out the other day that millions and millions of doses of the mRNA vaccine are already being shipped to Africa to deal with monkeypox. So I do believe that the monkeypox that they are trying to release right now is to make sure that Africa takes the vaccine.
Interesting. And they all are RNA viruses, right? So there was
not monkeypox.
Oh, monkeypox isn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you, monkeypox is a DNA virus. It's a bigger and heavier virus than the RNA. So zinc and this doesn't work for it. But when we heard about monkeypox in 2022, I usually like to go on the NIH, and whenever I hear something is coming, I go on the NIH website and start looking for studies. I found out that there was a study, and you can Google this. It's called, there was a study that was done in the NIH. It's also published in the Lancet magazine about a plant called pitcher plant, or Sarracenia purpura. This was a plant that was used in the days of smallpox by the Indian community in America.
Okay.
So this is a carnivorous plant. I tried to grow it in my ranch, but it just didn't grow. I think it grows more in the temperate zone. So it's a carnivorous plant. It's called pitcher plant, or Sarracenia purpura. So that can help to mitigate monkeypox, smallpox, and stuff like that. So we're able to produce it called pox defense. It took us a long time to find somebody that can put it together, but we finally found a naturopathic doctor that was able to harvest the plant, extract it, and produce pox defense. Mm. So we have it on our website called pox defense. It's on back order because people have been ordering it, and it's on back. It's kind of hard for them because it's a small naturopathic doctor group that is producing it. So it's kind of hard for us to get like a huge amount.
Right.
So when we get like 300, we ship it all out and then we get a few more. So it's okay to pre-order it because like the orders that we're getting this week, we're covering orders that were ordered like two weeks ago. So I tell everybody, get it. It's called Pox Defense. It's Sarracenia purpura. You can put it in your medicine cabinet. When pox hits us, which I think it's going to come closer, and you have something that can help mitigate that and build your immunity against pox.
And that's something you can take preventatively, not once you get the virus. But
okay. Yes, you can take preventatively. We hear right now there are one or two cases here, and the way they put Sarracenia purpura works not just for pox. It's also help like with digestive problems. It can help with some kind of chronic pain. So it has some other medicinal uses. So usually what I do is that I take Sarracenia purpura, 2 drops. I mix it with Covilite, which is like my best drink. And then with Vira Immune Plus, I get a nice little drink. And then, I kind of stay healthy. And I take hydroxychloroquine if I'm going out in crowds and stuff. I just haven't been sick for the past 4 years.
Right.
Despite the fact that I've had people sneezing on me, coughing on me, and all kinds of stuff. Yeah,
you're doing better than me. I have 2 kids, and one of them in preschool, and it's like the sicknesses these days.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked to our pediatrician, and they're sort of casual about it, but they're like, oh yeah, it's a sickness, and nobody's getting over it, and it's going on for 2 weeks, and we don't know what it is. And so I'm just wondering, did they just destroy the immune system of humanity, and are now diseases just multiplying? Because that's one of the things about RNA diseases, they change very rapidly, right?
Yes.
As they transmit from person to person. So, I'm just seeing my kids getting sick and my wife getting sick and their cousins getting sick, and it's like, okay, what did they do to us? Because I don't remember sickness being like this when I was a kid.
Yes, there's so much going on right now, and so much being released in the atmosphere. Not just that, our food supply is corrupted, and there's just so much going on. So, like I said, I don't want people to be scared. I believe in being prepared. I believe in taking care of your own health. apart from taking supplements. You know, it's so interesting because I'm a physician, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my mindset was always, you know, write a prescription.
Right.
For a long time. You know,
that's how you're trained.
Yes, that's how I was trained. That's how we were programmed, you know, by the medical industrial complex.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, give them vaccines because, man, it's going to prevent disease or whatever. So the past 4 years, I've woken up to some, like, really, I'm like, wow, I can't even believe that I practice this way.
Right.
You know, one of the things that, like, right now, I don't even recommend any vaccine until further notice, but I tell parents, make the decision for yourself or whoever, make the decision for yourself, because even other childhood vaccines right now are becoming mRNA. And when we started out, I'm a trained pediatrician before I started working in the emergency room, and when we started out, maybe people had, children had like maybe 10 vaccines, but right now, in your first year, you probably have taken about 40 vaccines, and to me, that is really crazy. And I have patients that have been in my practice for years that don't vaccinate their children, and they're just as healthy.
Right.
So that's why right now I'm kind of like very skeptical about vaccine and no mRNA vaccine, because that is not a vaccine. That is gene therapy trying to modify your system. So I believe that a lot of people have been corrupted, and not just that, you know, sometimes people just taking these vaccines and the shedding.
Mm.
You know, which is, people like shedding, that's not scientific. Yes, it is, you know. And the shedding itself is making other people unhealthy. That's why I tell people it's better to, you know, this is the time you can take supplements to build your immunity, exercise, you know, make sure that you breathe good air and everything, eat good food, you know. And then don't be scared, you know, give your life to Jesus. If they take you out, you get to go home.
Right.
Right. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I believe that one of the biggest fears that we have is, you know, this crazy fear of humanity about dying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Once you lose that fear, I tell people, I'm not afraid to die. If they take me out, at least I'm a child of God, I'm a Christian, I get to go home.
Yeah, you know, that's so interesting, and I talk about this all the time, and how it's like intrinsic in humans that there's something about the fear of death that we sort of recognize as evil. I always point to some of the more sort of the bigger intellectual properties, like Harry Potter. You know, Harry Potter, the bad guy is Voldemort. His name literally means to flee from death. The whole story is about him not wanting to die, so he separates his soul. I mean, all of these sort of classic stories have the similarity where the evil person is desperate not to die. And then you look at what the elites today talk about. They are terrified of death, and they are desperate to have immortal life. And whether that's uploading their consciousness to the cloud or, you know, reverse aging, that's what's driving them. They really want to live forever. I mean, and it's strange that if you look at it, I mean, even you look at, you know, the Bible and the first book and the Garden of Eden, it was it's this fear of death that drives so much evil. And in a weird way, embracing death gives you life.
Yes,
in a really powerful way.
Yeah, the Bible says it that, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, because we love not our lives unto death. You know, I tell people this, you know, I'm a physician, but I always say that my biggest job right now is an intercessor for the nations. I'm a prophet of God and an intercessor for the nations. And, you know, being a physician and a businesswoman is like my side hustle.
Right.
Yes. That's kind of like my side hustle, you know. So if you've read the Bible and you know the word of God and you're grounded in the word of God, the Bible says that those that know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. In these last days, the most important thing is for you to, like, know God, because the safest place to be is in Christ. And when you read the Bible all the way to the end, I'm a Bible scholar, you find out that at the end of the day, God wins this battle.
Right.
And when you have an understanding of it, then you align your life and destiny to that, then you stop being afraid to die.
Right.
You know, and once you lose the fear of death, they have lost control over you. You know, in 2020, July, I'm sure everybody remembers my, you know,
very powerful speech you gave.
Yes, when I left home that week and I was going to DC, I called my family and I sat them down. I said, I'm going to DC. I can't see people die. I just can't. My heart was breaking. We had started, you know, we had started seeing patients, and I knew hydroxychloroquine works. Then we added ivermectin. We could see 80 something year olds with diabetes getting treated. And they lived, you know, they didn't die. And at that time, you know, if you were 83-year-old with diabetes, COVID was a death sentence, basically.
Right.
So I knew that people didn't need to die. I knew COVID was completely treatable and COVID was completely preventable. and I saw people dying, and I just could not handle it. So when I left to go to D.C., I called my family, and I told them, I said, I'm going to D.C. I'm going to speak up. I can't let people die. I don't know whether I'm going to make it back.
Mm.
If they kill me, if I perish, I perish.
Right.
So when I went to D.C. that day, I had no fear. I did not. I was not even afraid to die. Right. So that is why when I stood in front of the people that day, I went royally crazy. I went so off that everybody was like, what is going on? Yes, I was so angry and I just went off. And of course, when you get to that place where you lose that fear to that level, God can use you.
Yeah. And the unintended consequences can be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, just it takes me back to, you know, they've done studies about blue zones around the world where people routinely live above 100. What they found is that a lot of these blue zones happen to follow, you know, the biblically prescribed fasting or, you know, the dietary requirements that are followed by the Orthodox. You know, in Greece or even the Seventh-day Adventists have a lot of dietary restrictions that they follow, mm-hmm. and they live for 100. And it's not like they're doing it to live for 100. They're just doing what they think their faith commands of them.
Yes.
And yet it has these positive effects in your actual physical health.
Mm-hmm. And that's true. You know, if you can, when you believe, when you have a faith and a belief system that God's got your back, you're less terrified. You know what I'm saying? And fear has a really detrimental effect on the human body, even on your health, on your emotional health, on your physical health, on your mental health. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But when you lose that fear, or let me put it another way, when you have hope and a reason to live and a reason to look forward to, you're less likely to be so terrified that you're going to be like, come on, please give me 10 vaccines and 15 boosters just so that I can stay alive.
Right.
You know, so that's why I tell people, if you're listening to me right now and you still have fear, I pray that the spirit of fear will be broken over your life in the name of Jesus, that fear will be broken over you and you will rise up and be bold and live life as a child of God who has dominion over the earth. You know, I tell people, I say, God gave you and I custody of our world because he knew that in this time, you and I will have the strength to be able to do what it takes to keep custody of this world. And we, you know, there's been a lot of crazy programming in everybody's mind and people are just worried and terrified about this and that. And that's one of the biggest things that COVID did, bring fear and terror, kill a few people and then everybody else will be terrified. But what's the worst they can do? Kill me?
Yeah.
Yo, come on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I'm not afraid of your worst, then I can actually live. You know, I tell people sometimes you're so afraid to die that you refuse to live because you're afraid to die. You're trying to like, oh my God, I got to prevent this. I got to take this. What is the next vaccine to take? What's the next medicine? I was like, please calm down.
Right. Well, being a parent, it's like, look, you can't keep everything clean. And you don't want to anyway. You have to introduce, you know, disease. You have to let the immune system build. If you, you know, are so scared of everything that you're locking your kid away in a room and you know, doing the alcohol rubbing of their hands every 5 minutes, you're actually setting them up for failure. It can be counterproductive. And to get over the fear, you just have to make that conscious choice. I remember the first place I went when the lockdown lifted and places opened up, the first place I went, bizarrely enough, was Dave and Buster's, the arcade, right? Which is just filled with kids and everybody's touching the same thing. And like, you know, it'd been months before I'd been in a crowd and you kind of have that like, maybe this isn't good. Maybe I should be. And I remember consciously having to go, you know what? Screw that. I'm not going to be scared. Actually, I'm going to go do what I want to do and just toss the fear to the side. Let it wash over me like in Dune. Right?
It's so crazy because right now they are recommending that by the time a child is 1 year old, they should have taken 3 of the mRNA COVID vaccines.
That's wild.
And you know how crazy that is?
Wild.
We saw parents come into the clinic and they couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
And the children had maybe a little cold and they're running all over the place. I don't remember. I had just one child that really was sick from COVID. And it's because they already had like a lot of respiratory problems. They were born premature. But basically, children didn't get sick from COVID and still don't get sick from COVID to that extent. To them, it's a cold.
Right.
So there is no reason. There is no reason at all to give any child a COVID vaccine. There's even no reason to give a youth, even an 18-year-old, 20-year-old. COVID was not a disease that even affected 18-year-olds or 20-year-olds. But right now, a lot of children that took the jab are dropping dead.
I know.
For as long as I've practiced pediatrics, I don't remember ever having 18-year-olds, 16-year-olds having heart attacks and dropping dead. It just never happened. And then the medical industrial complex or the medical community is looking at it like, oh, there's nothing to see here, move on.
It's
the
crazy.
Excess deaths, athletes dropping on the field. They've achieved to an extent what they wanted to do, that, you know, they've released this jab, but unfortunately, they thought that by now, all of us will be so terrified. We'll all be on like our 10th booster.
They did, and they say that, right? They hold these meetings where they go, COVID didn't work as well as we thought it did. People resisted.
Yes.
And, you know, thankfully because of people like yourself,
yes,
and not to pat ourselves on the back, but obviously, yes, we were very strident against it as well. And I like to think that we gave people the information they needed to resist the fear, because that's the other thing. When you go in as a parent and the doctor is telling you you need this shot and they're going, you know, here's what can happen if this disease gets your child. It's terrifying. Mm-hmm. It really is. And if you don't have the information, if you don't have that in your back pocket, it's very hard to resist their persuasion. You have to have the information. You have to have the knowledge to back up your position if you're anti-vaxxer or anything like that. More on the other side with Dr. Stella Emanuel. The website, drstellamd.com. That's drstellamd.com. Use promo code Alex to get some of her preventative supplements that we'll hear more about on the other side. It's Dr. Stella Emanuel on the American Journal. Stay with us, folks.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products, like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. Just like you, no matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer, but I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's a thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers,
They really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal. I'm Harrison Smith. My guest is Dr. Stella Emanuel, and you can find her website at drstellamd.com. Use promo code Alex to make sure she knows who sent you. And she's here with a variety of her products. And of course, we're always trying to sort of toe the line here at InfoWars that we want to tell you about the bad stuff that's coming, mm-hmm. but not because we want to make you scared. We want you to be aware so you can counteract it and fight against it. Mm-hmm. And I know that's your strategy as well. Yes. So tell us about some of the products that you have here.
Yeah, I like I said, I believe in preparedness. Yeah. Like I tell people, it's those that are paranoid that would survive this. Because if right. you're paranoid and they want to give you something, like, what is that? Let me check it. Why
right.
I tell question everything. Don't touch anything without questioning it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So my preparedness strategy is, number one, stock up food, water, and everything. We all know that. You know, make sure you have like charcoal grill, you know, everything that you need that if they lock you down in your house for the next 6 months, you can survive. You know, right now they are monitoring our sewer system for bird flu. They can just decide that, okay, Rapids County, there's a lot of bird flu in your sewer, you're getting locked down. And they are trying to do that.
Right
now, they're already locking down places in Maine, Massachusetts. They're locking down places right now for mosquitoes. You know what I'm saying? So make sure that if they lock you down, you have enough food and everything. You take care of your family. The second thing I tell people about preparedness is over-the-counter medicines that you need in an emergency. Mm. I if you go on my Twitter handle is Stella_Emmanuel. And yes, follow me so that you can see what I do. Stella_Emmanuel. If you just scroll down a little bit, you're going to see a Twitter space we did called over-the-counter medicines that you will need in an emergency. So that way you have a good first aid. You build a solid first aid kit that can cover you from head to toe. So we discuss all the different medicines for different systems that you can get over the counter and get a good first aid kit. So that's number two. The third thing that I'll do about preparedness is what we can do. This is prescription medicine, because you cannot just go over the counter and say, can I get some hydroxychloroquine? You can do that in Brazil. You can do that in Cameroon or Nigeria, but you can't do that over here.
Right.
So I remember people in 2020, I've met a lot of people traveling all over this country, people just crying how their family members died, crying and begging for medicine.
Right.
Till today, they have not changed the protocol for COVID management. Till today, many pharmacists will still not feel hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Right. In 2021, During the advent of Delta, it was so bad that at all times we had like 2,000 patients waiting to be seen. There are people that died because they couldn't even see us.
Right.
And then we will call in prescriptions, pharmacists will cancel it and refuse to fill it. Eventually, we put together a system, a closed system. We put out a clarion call, and then we brought in mom and pop pharmacies from all over the country that are licensed all over the country that will ship hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin to you. So if you go on our website, you make a telemedicine appointment in all 50 states. We have doctors that will see you. We have pharmacies that will ship hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin to you, to your house. That takes a few days, 3-4 days to get to you. So don't wait till you're sick. Don't wait till you can't breathe. And then you're calling me at night, come get me out of the hospital. I get those calls. And I know how heart-wrenching it is. And I've seen family members call me, come get my family out of the hospital, and they end up dying. Why? Because they didn't listen to me and take caution. So please, if there's anything you can get from this broadcast, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. Don't wait till you're sick. Don't wait till something crazy happens. I don't care where you get it. Go to Mexico, fly to India. I don't care where you get it. Ask your doctor. If your doctor refuses to prescribe it, go to our website, do a telemedicine appointment, enter all your medical information, and then we will see you, assess you, and then we will prescribe the medicine for you, and our pharmacist will ship it to your door. And of course, use promo code Alex, and you will get a discount. Do it today. Hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. The winter is coming. The election is coming. There's too many things are coming. And most of these viruses, like I said, they are RNA viruses. Hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin can help. So make sure you're prepared today. Tell your family, your friends, your enemies, your frenemies. You know what I'm saying? I can't even say this enough.
Yeah.
Because I get these calls and I'm like, I've told you people, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Today. And like I say, if you go to Dr. Stella MD, drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, you enter all your medical information, that we can help you with. The second thing that we do that's prescription is 7 antibiotics you will need in an emergency. That's a good thing for you to get to and put in your medicine cabinet. And let me tell you something. Once you get your medicine, don't throw it away because it expires. Mm. They did studies in the military, and they found out that most medications are still good 7 to 10 years after the expiration date on the bottle.
I did not.
You know what I'm saying? So don't throw it away because, well, I got hydroxychloroquine in 2020, and right now, you know, it expired in 2023. What do I do? Keep it. You can use it for years. So that's what I'll tell you. You see, so the COVID complete pack has hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, budesonide. You know how many people budesonide helped during this COVID crisis? And then one of the things it has is our handmade nebulizer. This
that's
is so
very
cute, right?
Cool.
This is like the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
It's a handheld nebulizer that you can charge with your power bank. So if you turn it on, see?
Yeah, it fogs up. And
You can use a power bank to charge it in case there's no electricity.
Yeah, that's really cool. And, you know, we have a nebulizer for my daughter, and it's like a big machine.
Yes.
It's like an engine. You turn it on, it's like, and it's like.
This is just water. It's not.
And that's awesome. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yes.
Yeah,
this is like so the cutest thing ever. So this is part of our pack, and you can actually just get this too on our website. So, you know, so that way, if there's an electricity problem, there's no electricity, at least you can still have a nebulizer.
That's awesome.
Then, of course, so that is prescription medicine. Then if you go to our marketplace, that is what we're dealing with. That over the past 4 years, we have done a lot of immune support products, you know.
Right.
Like I said, when they say COVID is here, we'll go and do studies, find out about quercetin. You go read it online. It's on the NIH website. So we put together CoviVites that has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. People that have been on this don't get sick like that.
Right.
Because it builds their immunity against all RNA viruses. I'm talking about COVID, bird flu, Zika, dengue. They're all RNA viruses. And the good thing about RNA viruses, like I said, is that they're sensitive to zinc.
Mm.
But zinc cannot enter the cell. So you need something that will open zinc channels. That's where quercetin, elderberry, and even hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin also work that way.
Mm.
So we put it together, vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin in CoviVites. We also have the gummies for children. That's vitamin C, D, zinc, and elderberry for children. So we have that. And then, when of course, we heard about monkeypox.
Mm-hmm.
So we did what we call the pox defense that has Sarracenia purpura. You can go read it. You can just Google it. Pitcher plants and smallpox, you will see. Sarracenia purpura, it's a plant that you can extract and it can help to mitigate or build your immunity against pox. So what we did is that we put together what we call a trifecta pack.
Mm.
So you can go on our website. For me, I take COVID. Okay. COVID light, right? Let me stop and say something about COVID light. COVID light is like the best drink ever. We put this together for COVID long symptoms. So, you know, during COVID, what we usually would do is that if people are getting like hair is falling out, we put together the COVID hair bites. If people are having problems going to sleep, We put together COVID sleep that has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. It also has ashwagandha and melatonin that can help you sleep. So you can take your sleep aid, and it also helps to prevent COVID. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but we had a lot of problem with people that were not drinking, because with COVID, the biggest problem is dehydration, because people didn't have a bad smell and they didn't want to eat or drink. So people, what took people down was dehydration. So we were advising people here, drink 2 liters of Pedialyte. So it was like, why can't we just produce our own electrolyte?
Right.
So we did COVID-Lite that has all the vitamins you need. Then we had something for brain fog, like, you know, ginkgo biloba, you know, black pepper, you know, stuff like that, quercetin, N-acetylcysteine, CoQ10, resveratrol.
Okay, I'm gonna mix up a glass of this and drink it in the next segment. We've got to go to commercial break.
Go to drstellamd.com,
promo code Alex for a discount.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it out myself. I'll give you my judgment on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
Bring a bottle of water.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products. for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Ladies and gentlemen, final segment of the show. In studio with me is Dr. Stella Emanuel. You can follow her on X at Stella_Emanuel. The website is drstellamd.com. Make sure to be using the promo code Alex, A-L-E-X, to get a discount on the incredible products that I'm about to try. You're about to mix up a little potion for me, aren't you?
Right.
Or should I do it myself?
Let me help you.
All right.
So, this is what I called. I was talking about COVID light before we went on break. So we put together COVID light to help like COVID lung symptoms and brain fog and everything. And then of course it was so amazing that we all started drinking it.
Right.
I remember I was at a program and I met Jim Brewer.
Yes.
So I met Jim and I was like, Jim, here, I'm giving you a cup of COVID light. Okay. Go take this, try it. And you will start stalking me to get more. She's like, really? I say, yeah, go try it. Like a week later, I go, Stella! I said, yeah, what? I love COVID light. I said, you do? I love it too. So she's like, can I get some more? How do I get some more? And then I sent him to the website. He bought like 5.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and since then he's been taking it. They are feeling all of them like, we love COVID light.
So it's not something that you take if you have COVID. It's something that you can take daily.
It has all the vitamins that you need. It has vitamin C, zinc, and quercetin. It has all the vitamins you need. But it also helps with brain fog because it has like ginkgo biloba, coq10. It has guarana, which is a natural occurring caffeine that actually, when you take it in the morning, I mean, I've been taking it for the past 4 years, basically. This is my daily drink. I actually mix it with other things. I'll show you. But don't take it at night. If you take it at 6 p.m. at night or something, you will spend all night cleaning and packing your house. And it's like having coffee without the drop, you know,
right.
And then healthy with all the vitamins you need. So what do I do is that I take COVID light. I take a scoop of COVID light in the...
And you're just putting it right in the water bottle?
Yeah, and then I take Vira Immune Plus. Vira Immune Plus it has peptide and proteases. It has ECG, ECGC, astragalus. This we had put together in case they had like Ebola or Marburg.
Mm.
So I put a scoop of COVID light.
That's a small scoop too, so you're getting a lot.
Yeah, it's a small scoop, yeah. And then this is the trifecta for the tripodemic.
So yes.
I put 1, 2, 3 sprays. Okay.
That's the pox defense.
Yeah, that's the pox defense. I mix it. And it tastes really good. Mix, 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 mix.
And so that's, and it's orange flavor and strawberry flavor.
Strawberry, yeah.
And the peach mango. Ooh, it looks good.
Peach, yeah, we have this in orange and peach mango. So drink it.
So is it an energy drink? Is it a...
It's an energy. It's an energy drink that builds your immunity. You know what I'm saying? It tastes good, right?
Yeah, it tastes
really
good.
Yeah. It's an energy drink. It builds your immunity. And it makes you feel good.
Oh my God.
It gives you energy all day.
It's really good.
And then, you know.
It really tastes delicious. Oh, my God.
So when we got it back and we tasted it, I tried it. I was like, whoa. Within like 10 minutes, my energy level increased. My brain fog just, like, I hear what Jim said. Like, I never knew I had brain fog till I took COVID light.
Right.
And then my brain was all clear and I feel good.
That's amazing. Yeah, so, yeah. It's one of those things. We said the same thing about our supplements. That, like, you might not even know that you need it until you take it.
Yes.
This is what I'm supposed to be like? Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, so what we did is put a drink together for people that had, like, COVID lung symptoms, feeling weak, feeling drained, you know, no energy and everything. This is one of the things. So it's like building your immunity. It's like an energy drink that builds your immunity against some of the crazy viruses that are being released. Wow. So by the time we mix this three, I call it the trifecta, you know, you can drink. Or if you don't like drink, or you don't want to get guarana, you don't want to feel all, you don't need any extra energy. There are people that are already hyper, they don't need energy. I would advise them to take the COVID vites and the immunovites for children and the pox defense. So you can either do this trifecta or you can do the trifecta drink. With these two, you will basically get your immunity built against all the different viruses that are coming up right now. You know, even they are talking about, you know, there are places that are being locked down after 6 p.m. because of mosquito-borne viruses.
Right.
You know, so it's time for just build your immunity. Make sure that if something crazy happens, you're solid.
Right.
And I can say that, and many of my people that have been taking this thing, have people that have been on COVID-vites for the past 3 years, they don't get sick. They travel around and mix with crowds and everything, and they're pretty much okay because you know it's good. It really works, and this comes from us studies that were done in the NIH.
Yeah.
This is not just something that you know we came up with. You know, we put together these supplements based on studies that have been done to see that the supplements work.
They're all proprietary. So you came up with all
MD,
these,
yes.
But based on...
Yes. So what we do is that we basically go and we pick, and then I'll call the people that manufacture for us. I said, we need to put together an electrolyte drink. Instead of us recommending Pedialyte, we need to put together an electrolyte drink, and we want something that has energy. We want quercetin in it. We want this and that in it. So we put together the formula, and then we send it to them, and they manufacture it. They don't sell. They just manufacture for us. And it's a company in New Jersey, so it's, you know... It's something that we've been doing. It's very interesting because to think about that I was just a physician prescribing medicines.
Right
now I'm doing both being a physician. I'm still a physician, so I still believe there are times that you need prescription medicine. But I'm really, you know, working right now to build health instead.
Right.
So people should get their immunity built up because of all this stuff. A lot of the reason why a lot of the viruses affect us is because we're not healthy in the first place.
Right.
So if you go to drstellamd.com, like I said, first thing, get your prescription medicine, which is a hydroxychloroquine ivermectin, your medicine cabinet. You can get just hydroxychloroquine by itself or ivermectin by itself. But what we really advise is to get the COVID complete pack. The COVID complete pack has hydroxychloroquine ivermectin. It has budesonide. It has Z-Pak. It has the nebulizer. And it has a pulse oximeter to check your oxygen. Because during the pandemic, people did not know that they were going down. The first thing that you notice is that your oxygen will go down. So it all comes in the package and you can get it. So that put in your medicine cabinet. Don't get it to use it right now. Get it put in your medicine cabinet. Get one for every family member. Make sure that we're fine. And then get these healthy products and take them daily. You understand what I'm saying? I take COVID. This mix, I take it daily.
Yeah.
And I just haven't been sick.
It tastes amazing. I really can't get over how good this
okay.
is. Like candy.
How
it's
do
amazing.
You feel?
I'm feeling pretty good. But
yeah.
I was feeling good before. But it's not hurting, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. When, you know, it keeps you, like, I'm not a morning person.
That's good.
The only reason I'm out now, I'm yakking, because I took coffee like
that. Trust me, I'm not a morning person. I've been
I'm
on
not
a show
a morning
for...
person. I would have been sleeping like,
oh,
know.
My God, I know. Me too. I'm going to go take a nap after. Well, maybe not anymore, though.
Oh, no, you're not going to be able to nap with that. You're going to get up from here and just get back to work and do what you have to do for the rest of the day.
This is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, what's powerful about your message is it's not just about, you know, physical health. It's about mental health. It's about spiritual health,
yes.
Which, again, it just ties in so perfectly to what we do here at InfoWars. And in the same way that we take our own supplements, we do our own, like, I don't have to try to pitch you on something that I don't believe in myself, which is a really nice thing as you know, somebody who I feel like I really have to keep up my reputation for telling the truth. And, every day I'm taking Brain Force, every day I'm taking X3,
mm-hmm.
and I might have to add a Covalite to that mix. It really tastes good.
Yes. I usually tell people, I said, you know, people always reach out to me because they want me to, you know, pitch something or that. And I always tell them, I said, no, I have to make sure that what I'm doing is something that brings health to the people.
Right.
Like even on our website, we have medicinal herbs right now that are actually homegrown with no GMO. We have like, you know, ginger, turmeric, lemongrass, mint, you know, spirulina that I mix in a tea. Sometimes in the evening, I mix it in a tea and I drink it. It's really, really good. It's a healthy tea. And moringa, you know, things like that. It's been a good transformation in my life from not just being a doctor that preaches, but for a doctor that preaches and also talks about, you know, health. And that's one of the things that everybody has to come into terms with right now, that we're in a time when these demons are trying to destroy our health, destroy our lives, destroy our spirituality, destroy our humanity. And the best way for you to survive is to be prepared. Be prepared spiritually, be prepared mentally, be prepared physically, be prepared medically. Make sure that you are prepared. Do not be scared. Just make sure that you are prepared. And I'd like to pray, if you don't mind.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Father, I thank God for everybody that is listening to me right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, for every one of you listening, that any veil over your mind will be torn and then you will see the glorious light of the gospel in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, for strength. I pray for divine protection over all those that are fighting this battle in the front line. Divine protection for President Trump, for Alex, for everybody that is standing in the front line. Tucker, all of them. Father, protect them. Watch over them in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, for your kingdom to come in this nation and for your will to be done in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that you will break the spirit of fear over people. We pray, Father, for your touch right now. Wake people up. Pull them to a place of prayer and a place of closer relationship with you in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that healing will go through the nation right now, and those that have been corrupted, that you will touch them with your blood and heal them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I cover every one of us in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Wow, powerful stuff. Absolutely incredible. I do feel like I just drank a really strong cup of coffee.
I know, right?
I have to say, it kicks in pretty quick. Or maybe it's just because I'm chugging it because it tastes so good.
It actually does.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It is really good, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't steer you wrong. Neither will Dr. Stella Emanuel. DrStellaMD.com. That's DrStellaMD.com. Promo code Alex. Follow her on X at Stella_Emanuel. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for this delicious drink. And stay tuned, everybody. Alex Jones in 90 seconds. Don't go anywhere.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products, like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.